Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
the crew has some serious decisions to make. We take a ride up the river, and Jared magically has a cold today, so I guess the joke's on me this time.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Salutations, Scope listeners. Episode 120 in the house, in the hizzy. Very exciting. This is a landmark episode for us because it's our first bi-weekly produced podcast in quite some time.
You guys notice you have matching headphones now?
It's biracial, too.
It is. We have matching headphones. We're biracial. Adam's got some sort of Android tablet and an Apple iPhone.
Well, I realized I can't. I have no Wi-Fi connection in Jared's studio, and
well, if you talk to him sweetly and nicely, he probably could get that.
Well, that's okay.
And you have a Sprint phone, which Sprint is terrible here.
It's okay. There's no notepad on this tablet, so I'm
really
not using.
Well, no notepad.
You have to install it. You know, like right.
it just is not there.
Just not
by
there.
Default.
Like an iPad.
So instead, I will open
iPhone.
Up my notepad from my iPhone, and the first line is what Mandy thought Engelbert Humperdinck's name was, and that was Ingert Humpfeldinger.
Sounds about true. That sounds pretty good.
I got
pretty good.
Something to ask you, Adam.
Yeah.
My wife was talking about you last week.
All right.
And she saw that Mandy or you had posted something about you've been dating for 6 years now.
I didn't post that.
She must have.
That's Adam would never. Right? Adam would never acknowledge.
I'll never
that.
Admit
and
that.
And then Carrie looked at me and said, "What is that guy's problem?
Why problem with what?
Why are you not married yet?" That's what Carrie wants to know. So I would like to ask you.
I'm a little offended that there's this implication that I have a problem. I have some weird sort of monogamy issue where I'm just in a relationship that's fine, and I have some... I don't understand the question, I guess.
Oftentimes, when people are together that long, they...
Is this a surprise?
Mandy, come on down, Mandy!
What is the cutoff when you say a relationship? Someone has been in a relationship for that time. At what point does that conversation start?
I'm speaking for my wife, obviously.
Okay. What point
because men are a little bit
her?
Different, but... My guess is women of a certain age are probably, they start to get jumpy maybe 3 to 4 years in.
Okay.
But they're wondering why it is not progressing to the next level.
Mandy didn't, because I told her this from day one. So
what did you say?
I said I don't believe in marriage.
I guess I'm more curious about at what point does someone from the outside start judging another person's relationship?
Immediately.
Day one.
Yes. Adam was already under the microscope.
Because Angie and I are closing in on 4 years.
Yes. And then that's when the shit hits the fan. Carrie will be
okay.
Really curious.
Because I'm not getting any pressure or any sly looks from within the relationship.
Sure.
So I'm just curious what Carrie's reaction is going to be. I'm surprised that she hasn't already leaned in.
Oh, your name came up, too.
I might be blocking for you a little bit here.
You didn't post anything up, so. Carrie just is concerned because, you guys seem like a very perfectly matched couple.
Yeah, and, yes, and, I agree.
And she just would love to see that happiness boost to the next level.
You know what? She's not getting an invite, even if there were a wedding, so it doesn't matter.
Would I get an invite, perhaps?
To the reception.
To the... But I get my choice of entree?
At the reception? Sure.
But you wouldn't give me the worst meal of the bunch just because you're angry at my wife.
No.
Okay.
That seems mean.
I think this doesn't come from any place of me being against marriage in any way, mm-hmm. because obviously I've been there before and
it didn't work out,
but I'm certainly in favor of it happening again. But isn't the whole expectation that that a couple who's having just a really good relationship, they're getting along just fine, the expectation that they have to have they have to have a marriage to somehow signify a deeper commitment, isn't that sort of an arbitrary societal imposition?
It's incredible. Yes,
it is. 100%. But as long as they're not gay, I think it's something you have to push forward with very quickly
to shove in their faces. Hey, look what I can do, and I can get divorced and do it again next week.
That's right.
Okay,
now I kind of want to.
I think that for you, that might be something to be You got to check into that. Maybe.
All right, yeah. Okay. I just think sometimes someone who's come through the other side of it and has seen some of the negatives of it, is from more of a legal perspective, it is definitely more complicated once said relationship ends, if there's a marriage involved, to you know, split assets and property and whatnot.
Sure.
You know, so whereas where if you're not in a legally binding marriage contract, some of those things can be a little bit more
prenups simple. Around all the way around.
Oh yes, I've
you've already started. That may be the hang up for you guys.
I had that conversation really early on too, and I was like, you know, if we're not, you know, together, you know, forever or anything like that, you know, you should probably get a prenup with whoever you marry. I just think that's a thing. I don't understand why people would not get. And like the argument is always like, well, I mean, I don't have anything special, so it's like, you know, like I don't feel like I need to protect anything. It's like you don't know.
No, until the broad wants to take your G.I. Joe collector Robotech toys. Because that's what would happen to me.
Yes.
Right.
Something. I mean,
Carrie, you've never played Gears of War. Why would you want my 360?
Because
I'm not saying we've had this conversation. I'm not saying that.
Maybe it's the 360 that destroyed the marriage.
Maybe.
She wants to take it and go destroy it and put it on YouTube. She wants to take it out into a field like an old office printer, you know, and play some gangster rap and beat it with a bat.
I think she'd probably like to. Except she'd probably have a very aggressive Bon Jovi song playing in the background instead.
Very likely.
So, no nuptials. You don't need me to help you plan with anything. I'm very good at strategy.
No, but... Yes,
I'm thinking if it did ever happen, there definitely would be a riverboat casino involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you announce it on this show first? Either one of you. Could we get some sort of Scopetastic Scope-sclusive?
Yes. I'll say yes.
That wasn't the right one, really?
Sure.
I don't think I would. Sorry.
Well, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So it doesn't. First, it's not going to hurt anything for me to lie and
it's
say
never,
yes.
You're never going
to
get married.
Lock, or can we consider that a Scopetastic Scope exclusive? Never marrying Mandy.
Sure.
She doesn't listen.
It's not.
To the show.
It's not Scopetacular Scope exclusive to her. So
she knows fine. It. She's fine with that.
What, you know.
Maybe you...
I don't know.
Well, you know...
I like that girl. That's all I'm saying. Watch
so do
opera.
I. That's okay. Why I've been hanging out with her for 6 years.
Maybe
six
you could do what two characters on my new favorite show, Shameless, did. He's actually still married legally, but his wife is who knows where. And mm-hmm. He's been in a committed relationship with a woman for a while. And through a series of wacky circumstances, her mother was led to believe that they were going to get married. She was very excited. And they decided to just push ahead, have a marriage ceremony, get a bunch of gifts, but not tell anyone that they weren't actually legally married.
basically.
They just had the wedding and the reception, got the gifts, and now they can pretend that they're married. And because it wasn't important to them, but it was important to other people.
Okay. You could do that, Adam.
All right.
Just have a party. I think that would totally be
like,
in your wheelhouse.
We could have a commitment ceremony?
Sure, why not? Have everybody just come and celebrate your... commitment to not being married, but commitment to each other.
Yeah. Yes.
This week I learned that, what's it called when you renew your vows? You know, like 5-10 years after you've been married. It costs money to, you know, get a person to, like, stand there and be
say the words again.
Yeah.
I mean, Carrie and I could do that, and you could do that for us.
Well,
you could be the
guy. Yeah, it's just a symbolic thing.
Yeah.
It's not. There's
That's what seems ridiculous. You just have a friend stand there, but no, people get a real officiant to be like...
Well, yeah. Well, that's their mistake.
Do that.
Huh?
I think I would like to have Adam be our vow reader.
All right. That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be a hell of a show.
I would say, are you sure about this?
And that's
all I'd say.
We'd probably both shrug our shoulders.
Right.
All right. Well, we've got property and a kid. We might as well stick it out.
Expectations met. We're done.
Then it's not going to get any worse. Not going to get any better. It just is.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
You're going to get older, so odds are one of those is going to happen.
Oh, my God.
You forgot, didn't you?
You didn't think this was going to be the cynical marriage episode, did you?
I didn't.
I hope this comes up in the B block.
I didn't even have it in my notes, as a matter of fact. It popped in my head. I remember, you know, having this very, very interesting exchange with my wife about you and Jared came up at the same time, but she was more interested in you probably because she doesn't know you as well, so doesn't know your situation. I think it's great. I think whatever makes you and Mandy happy, that's how it should be.
I completely agree.
But it's fun just to torque you a little bit.
Yes. If I was on the other side, I'd be given,
of course,
giving anyone grief.
So
you would be given what they call a what for.
Yeah, yes.
I like that. I have a much more serious topic that's on my list.
More serious than marriage?
Oh, heck yeah. Right. And I need you to...
Is it Chris Christie vetoing the gay marriage bill in New Jersey?
No, but he got a little heat on Twitter, at least on the people I follow for that.
He's a slave to his party. What are you going to do?
What are you... going to be a slave to your party, I guess.
Yeah.
So I this past week, I got a Valentine's Day gift from Amazon.com.
Okay.
They gave me $3 in MP3 downloads.
Oh.
So I went.
Wow. So generous.
I know, but that's not bad, though.
For what?
For nothing. Like,
which of Justin Bieber's hits did you buy?
I didn't, but I'll get to that.
Baby, right. baby, remix.
Remix and some sort
baby,
of...
Baby, dubstep remix.
Skrillex. Yes. Skrillex remix as well.
Sure.
So I go in.
A little Deadmau5.
I just start looking at some of the music there.
Yes.
And I notice that pretty much every song that Amazon sells is 99 cents.
Okay.
And they have very good deals on new albums. Mm. I mean, substantially cheaper on both singles and new albums than iTunes.
Absolutely.
So my question is, how does Amazon do that and Apple cannot?
Okay.
If you guys need to know that, I'm sure you know the answer, so I want to ask.
Well, I mean, it mostly comes down to the deal that Apple, you know, their renegotiated deal a few years ago with the studios. But think of it from this perspective. You know, I'm sure Apple jacks it up a couple percent, too, you know, to make more money. You are a not particularly savvy internet user or computer user. You have an iPhone, though?
In general, you're saying.
I'm not accusing you.
Yes. But I might be the least of the three of us.
You know how to do these things. I'm saying, like, you know, someone that buys an iPhone and they have
Mandy,
a computer.
For instance, is on the computer.
Maybe Carrie. Okay. And you buy songs, you know, you like hear something, and you're like, oh, I'm going to buy that on my
iTunes,
phone.
Yeah.
And you do that. You don't really even pay attention to the price.
It's $1.29.
It's the only option, right?
Yeah.
To download it right there. So you use iTunes. Right?
Sure.
Everything's just in iTunes. Mm-hmm. You don't even know Amazon sells MP3s. You just use iTunes anyway. Like,
no.
Now, let's say you find out about Amazon.
Yes.
And they sell it for cheaper.
Yes.
All right. How do you get your song into iTunes? Now, I know, and most of us
isn't
know.
Isn't it, like, automatically?
No, you drag, you know.
Actually have a downloader app.
They have a downloader app that does it automatically.
Well, that sounds too
but
hard.
Still,
yeah.
If you don't know that, and you're a first-time customer, you're like, I don't know how to
You're like, WTF, because that's what you say if you're not very savvy on the internet.
Or when you're radioing in a Mayday and you're on the Amazon.
So that's Adam's take. Jared, do you agree with that?
I'm speculating because I don't really know the details of this, but it's sort of a combination of things. Number one, you've got Apple's renegotiated deal several years back, which allowed the labels to price singles at a higher price.
Okay.
You know, for a while, whatever.
So do we...
And have variable pricing, which they were very much in interest of.
Adam thinks that Apple kind of may be behind the higher price a little bit. Do you think that's true?
Apple would love it to be 99 cents across the board, because that's what they always had. It was the labels who pushed for the variable price.
I mean, Apple could sell them all at 29 cents if they wanted to.
Yeah, they wouldn't care.
Yeah. They're not in it for the profit on that at all. They're in it to sell the iPods and iPhones and whatnot. And that's all out of the fact that now they are the market leader. I mean, when they made their initial sweetheart deal, you know, it was only for the Macintosh. And the studios didn't think that this was going to be a thing. So they basically let Apple do whatever they want for the most part. And I'm speculating on the Amazon and other services side of it. Now that Apple and iTunes rule the roost and are the number one online retailer for music, I think the labels wanted some competition, so they probably gave some more favorable pricing capabilities to Amazon and their like. I'm guessing.
And everybody wins because, you know, the savvy people go to Amazon and buy it.
Yes.
The stupid people buy it through iTunes, which I can be considered stupid sometimes. I'm about 50-50. But the studios win because they're getting sales on one side or the other.
Yeah.
And they're keeping Apple at bay a little bit, so they have a little bit of negotiating leverage.
You know who else wins if you're savvy enough to buy it through Amazon? The Scope Show.
The Scope Show? I love it.
Just click on that link on thescopeshow.com.
Do we get anything for my three free songs I'll be buying?
Probably not.
Maybe. Mm. I don't know. Probably not for free, no.
Damn it.
No. Usually the rate is, at least last time it was checked, it was 10% on MP3 downloads. So.
Yeah, I mean, I have no excuse to buy things through iTunes except apps. In terms of songs, I should not...
I never, any music I buy.
What about those?
Essentially, for every three songs you buy, or every three and a
quarter song you buy, you're getting a free one through Amazon if you buy it through Amazon.
What about
and albums are super cheap.
Well, yeah, they're usually $7.99 and they're often $3.99
or $5.99. I've seen $5.99 in a lot of the hot hipster albums that Adam likes. All the lead singers with beards
The iTunes ukuleles. Super album format or whatever that thing is, you know, that no one really uses.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Nobody cares.
What was that even called? Well, whatever.
iTunes Deluxe, yes. Something like that.
Did that go anywhere? No.
No, I think that was probably a Steve Jobs thing, if you want to know the truth.
He loved his vinyl.
He loved music, like oldie music like maybe. That, and he wanted a visual representation
I also
of that.
Think it was sort of a ploy to get some of the holdouts who were sure. not interested in piecemealing out their material. Get some of the holdouts in iTunes who were like, okay, here's a nice album format that people can buy with all of the extras. How about coming in the store now? I think that's part of it.
So, Jared, when you buy your music, do you buy it through Amazon?
Yes.
Adam, do you buy it through Amazon?
Sure.
Have you? How about this?
If there ever was a cricket moment, that was it right there.
Oh, right. Have you ever purchased an Amazon MP3?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, no, that was free. Never mind.
Oh, Adam, you are so charming.
Absolutely. I've been delving into the Spotify a little bit lately because. I think it's really good for sampling music and finding new stuff. Like if I get a song off of the current feed, or I hear something in a podcast somewhere or whatever, I'm like, I want to hear more of that without going to the trouble of buying or downloading it elsewhere. I'll just, you know, fire it up on Spotify and take a
listen.
Have you used Spotify?
Yeah.
Do you like it? Would you pay for it? Would you pay for it as a service?
See, the problem... Probably not. You mean like the $5 a month or the $10 a month?
Sure, so you can run it on your phone.
I have my own music. I don't really, you know, if I'm going to like an album enough or a song enough, I'll get it myself, purchased or otherwise.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Wink. So asking this question, have they recently changed Spotify in terms of the ads that are running? Because when I first got into it, and I haven't used it for a while, I mean, it was... There was no ads. I didn't hear anything.
There's no ads. Every five songs, probably four or five.
Maybe
songs.
I didn't listen.
Usually
enough.
For me, it's play a song. Here's an ad. Oh, and here's a few more songs. So usually I get an ad right away.
Okay, but if you can sample a song, it's like having your own radio station, but dictating the music that you want rather than waiting for it.
And as a musician who has music in Spotify, I do get a little. A streaming royalty. It's very minor.
Was that when
it's like fractions of a penny per play? But.
Was that when you were rhythm guitar with Oingo Boingo in the later years?
Oh yeah, that's still gravy right there.
Okay, guys, we have one more little issue we need to talk about. This is sort of on the fly. I was telling Jared before the show started, Adam, that we have done an Oscar show. I think every year. You have not been involved with that. You know, in studio every year, but we've done one Oscar.
Well, I am a special correspondent to the show.
I know. So. I know. You're working your way up. Here's the thing. We have an Oscar telecast in 2 weeks.
Oh, all right. 2 weeks. It's a week from tomorrow.
Is it a week from tomorrow?
Yes. It's 26th.
Oh, okay.
And you and I have a conflict, or you might have a conflict. I don't know.
What's my conflict?
We have dinner plans that night.
We do have dinner plans that
Oscar
night.
Dinner plans?
Oscar dinner plans at Fogo de Chao.
They're just going to play the Oscars there, huh?
I don't know.
We better eat fast, Jared.
It doesn't bother me because I don't know if I would even bother watching the Oscars.
What about the glitz?
Don't care.
Obviously, Jared, we're going out to eat with
well,
you.
Obviously, Angie and I are going out to eat. I thought you and Carrie might be a question given this conflict, but hey.
Well, we're on the reservation, and we've got a babysitter.
All right.
So we're going.
All right.
You just
tape it.
You just
record it.
Record it. Set it and forget it, to quote to Ron Popeil.
Yeah. Just don't pay attention to Twitter.
So I don't know how many of the best pictures you've seen.
Name them.
Okay, I'm going to just name them.
All 10. No, it's not 10 this year.
Seven.
I will name them. I've got it listed. I got an Oscar ballot.
People were surprised at seven.
Let's hear them.
Okay, we've got, looks like in alphabetical order, The Artist.
No, did not see that.
The Descendants.
I have not seen that.
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
I have not seen that.
The Help.
Nope.
Hugo.
Nope.
Midnight in Paris.
No.
Moneyball.
Yes.
Me too.
That's pretty good, yeah.
The Tree of Life.
No.
And War Horse.
No.
So between the two of us, we've seen one movie. Jared is not. Jared's mic's out, so he's fixing that. So
Now, I will be seeing Hugo shortly.
It's coming on DVD very soon,
yes,
by the way.
So
it's on my list.
And there's one more, The Descendants.
I want to see The Descendants. I want to see The Artist really bad.
Do you? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Dominated the BAFTAs.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So this is
that's what you're hearing. Supposedly, there's rumors out there. I can't confirm it, unfortunately, because international news is not available in America anymore.
I know. So this is what I think we should do for our listeners at home, because that's where most of the people listen to
the show. Pants on first.
Put your pants on.
Right.
Put your junk back in your jockeys.
And then, yeah, okay.
And let's pick out our prediction for Best Picture winner, and then maybe we'll put up a grid of predictions for five assorted things within the next week.
Okay.
And then we'll revisit the next show.
We always pick film, director, the acting categories, and then some sort of wild card.
Wild card. So maybe we'll do that again.
Yeah,
and we just
won't do it in the show.
Is Phantom Menace re-release one of the...
ineligible release to 2012.
Let me look.
You'll have to wait until next year.
It looks like it's scratched out on the ballot.
Next year they'll have a new category.
With the expectation that it would be back.
They'll have a new category for best 3D re-release.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. The Help is coming out again next year.
In 3D.
In 3D, though. That's so amazing.
With extra help from white people.
Has Titanic come out this year?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that'll just win. So don't even have a category.
Okay, I'm with you there. So, Jared, you pick. What is your prediction, since you are a movie expert, for Best Picture 2011?
I'm going with the popular opinion, the artist. I mean,
artistes.
You're putting that next to my initial.
Nope. Shoot.
You might as well put it next to all of
us. Yeah. I will say artist as well.
Okay.
And what are you saying, Adam?
Well,
extremely loud, incredibly close. You're going for the super dark horse.
What war horse? Get it? Because I'll say
it.
The artist too.
I get it. Okay.
Is that the popular? What? Which one won the Golden Globes? The artist too, probably. Right.
The artist has been the darling. For
it's
a
like
while
a French Roberto Benigni.
It's all silent, and it's a love affair with silent cinema.
Oh, yeah. What?
That sounds sexy. And
it's
hot.
Interesting that there are two films dealing with kind of a love of classic cinema.
Yeah, this and the re-release of Phantom Menace.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, man. It's a warm fuzzies when you see that.
I refer to Hugo, actually.
Oh, okay.
Hugo.
Wheatthins. It features one of the pioneers of cinema, Georges Méliès.
And Borat.
Méliès.
Very nice. Prostitute. Borat's in there.
Yeah.
Prostitute. Okay, boys.
So we got to do picks for... What do we want to do for a wild card category? That we'll do category. Or we've done like costume design, makeup, things like that.
Let me look here.
What do we got that's sort of obscure, that isn't obvious necessarily?
I'm looking through the Entertainment Weekly. They've got the other races right here. That's what yeah. So are we talking about blacks?
Jeremy Lin, the third race.
Filipino. Okay, I'm looking at here.
Only our NBA fans.
So we've got things like documentary short. Do we want to go that obscure?
That could be interesting. Sure.
Live action short?
I think shorts are really tough to pick unless there's a Holocaust film in there.
I'm going to let Adam pick. Documentary short or live action short?
Documentary short.
Okay. So this short. We'll review these on our own time. We'll submit our official picks and we'll get them up on a grid.
They are always all of the shorts are always available for purchase. I think before the Oscars, like as a pack on iTunes and a few other websites. So if you're
interested. Let's invest.
And there's.
Are you saying that we should actually make an informed opinion?
No. I'm just letting you and the listeners.
When do we ever make an informed opinion?
They're also all playing at the Walker, I want to say. Or maybe it's the Uptown Theater. But anyway, they're all playing, like all 10 of them play it in some,
some format. And today they're actually doing the Best Picture Marathon.
I know. I was tempted to do that, but.
Where is that?
AMC Theater, Southtown.
Seven movies?
It's like three today and four next week, Saturday, because today is Tree of Life, which is the longest one. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was tempted, but I'm like, it was like 60 or 70 bucks. 68 bucks, I think, if you bought both tickets.
And you don't feel good.
I'm like, that's a lot of movie.
It's a lot of sitting with people that are into movies.
I'll just watch them.
There's probably clapping after each movie ends.
Oh, my God, and babies. People bringing their babies in again.
No doubt a roundtable discussion afterward. We're like the internet's biggest pop culture podcast that doesn't actually participate in pop culture.
We sort of look at it.
If you notice, when in our title, pop culture is in quotes.
That's true.
Like it's a different version, Or
I don't think we've ever
theoretical pop culture.
We've never claimed to be comprehensive.
Sure. We have not. And we never will be. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So Jared is on a tight time frame because he's got to go sleep. That's all I think. He's not feeling well.
I really do want a nap.
So let's get to it. We've got... interesting show coming up, a little bit we like to call Would You Rather. It's something we've done in the past, I think a couple years ago, maybe. And
sure.
Should be very exciting to revisit this successful scope a bit. We'll also be reviewing the ABC found footage television thriller, The River. And Adam will also
be... We can debate that whole found footage thing.
Adam will be doing the news, possibly with a... listener-submitted news stories once again.
Nope, fuck those guys.
No one contributed, so that's too bad.
You should maybe do this in a more formalized manner.
You're right.
You should. Formalize it. So we got a lot of good show coming up. Let's push on and get to it right after this.
This is The Fump.
And all the elves say...
It's fun to fly with the fat guy.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Just the Doctor, and this is my crew. How do you do? I'm just a madman with a box. Big blue box, foxy and sexy, if you only knew. Yes, it's bigger on the inside. Ask him to
say it was haunted by a ghost. The ghost of Billy Mays. He's always shouting, hello, hello.
Get on your Tonica. It's Star Wars Hanukkah. You can hang out with Qui-Gonica. I'm a Millennium Falconica with a Wookiee.
Corn, beef, and cabbage. Corn, beef, and cabbage.
Hot, hot, in the pot. Hot, hot, in the pot. Hot, hot.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com. Funny.
And we are back. Episode 120 of The Scope.
120.
120, Shane. Adam.
No.
An exercise in futility.
420.
Pop culture futility.
I like it when people can hear your air quotes.
I really tried to get that point across.
The emphasis was very strong.
Emphasis. So here we are, guys. The Scope is bringing you an oldie but a goodie this time around. It's Would You Rather, the game in which your Scope crew is given two options, often neither of them good, Jared, and each host has to pick one while justifying their decision. It's bound to be a good and possibly disturbing time. So I've got a list of things here.
Did you write these or did you find these somewhere?
I did a combination.
Okay.
A combination.
Wait, you've already had time to think about these.
I didn't think about them at all.
Well, you did, though.
It's not it's not as if the decision really has any sort of bearing. It's more about the entertainment.
I hope that you didn't get these from answers.yahoo.com, because I just looked up the quote-unquote best would-you-rathers, and the first one was, would you rather fart all the time or always have diarrhea?
Well, that was my question number six. I think I'd rather fart all the time. Yeah. If I'm not, going, not yeah, really, I don't want to be shit really in my pants.
Yeah.
Every time you have to, you're having a bowel movement,
okay,
it will come out as diarrhea.
That's a different
yes,
story.
Yes.
Can we talk about the stench of the fart? Are they silent but deadly?
They smell nice, actually.
So
they smell like Ghirardelli chocolate.
Uh-huh. Would you be on your normal defecation cycle, or would it be as diarrhea usually is?
Urgent.
Where is an urgency to it?
Normal diarrhea cycle.
Ooh.
Or sorry, normal. Okay.
Normal fecal expulsion. Yes.
So
cycle.
Say if you normally you take a number two once a day.
Right?
Say
it's pretty regular.
It's just going to happen to be diarrhea.
Yes. But terrible diarrhea mixed with blood.
Are you in there? Ooh. Are you on the toilet longer than you would be if you were taking a normal bowel movement?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like with diarrhea, sometimes it just all comes out at once, and then you're like, all right, well, it was diarrhea. That's terrible. But now I'm ready to move on with the day. Sometimes it just lasts an extended.
Would your butthole get raw from it?
Yes. Okay. All the
raw butthole, Jared.
Okay, but there are ointments you can use to treat that.
Right. But here's the other thing. Even though you're on your regular schedule with your pooping.
I got mine gritted out.
you're an extremely regular fellow.
It does sneak up on you.
Oh,
When you're applying ointment to that region, it may exacerbate.
Or if you're at Target and or IKEA shopping,
I feel like you're amending the situation on the fly.
Isn't that how this game works?
I kind of like it. Okay, so let's get back to the farting. Like the frequency of farting, is it like a constant fart? Or?
Yes, but it smells good. So
you never stop farting,
right?
But it smells good.
Well, I think that's an easy call. You're all. I think you're always. I think diarrhea, man. I don't want to be farting all the time. I mean, the farts don't smell good ever.
No, these do.
So you're farting.
So
a
you're farting
smell.
An air freshener.
Essentially,
you're
yes.
like a Glade plug-in,
but it
out
sounds
of your
like a fart.
So a typical
oh,
reaction,
so you can hear it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So a typical reaction to this would be like, oh, how could? What is that? Is that cookies?
Yes. But then
I have like, could my fart scent be some sort of like fresh air fart?
You actually get a choice of six different scents. And
interesting.
You can change them daily.
Interesting.
I don't like the sound part, Jared.
Is this like a Glade plug-in situation, or do you just somehow a mental decision that just changes it?
It's your first meal of the day. It's based off of that. Like if it's you know if it's
breakfast bacon.
I tend to have a Nutrient cereal bar. Okay.
So what flavor?
Jared has an apple. Constantly loud, but
incredibly close. Yeah.
But you say I can Jared alter that based on... So if I have a bacon and eggs, it's going to smell like a bacon.
No, not necessarily. Oh. It's not a one-to-one.
Sweet bacon.
Okay.
Sweet bacon.
More a hickory, I think.
Could be a hickory. Yeah. So we're looking for a baser smell.
No, here's the thing, Jared. Now you've got to decide what you're going to eat for breakfast.
I know.
You
know
what if you go to Taco Bell? You got a bad night and you want some sort
but it's
of chimichanga.
Like, from the way Adam's describing it, I think it's going to smell like the best part of that breakfast, no matter what...
Your farts would smell like the best smelling chimichanga in the world.
No, it would not
world.
Be true. Again, there's only six different options.
Right.
So you could just have a cookie, like first thing every morning.
Right.
And then your farts will smell like cookies all day. Forever.
But if you eat something else and if it doesn't fit directly into one of the six options, it's going to find the closest approximation.
Like a breakfast burrito, actually, it smells like chocolate all day. It's weird. But like good, not like poop chocolate. I'm not trying to like make a. Yeah.
So how loud is the fart?
If you're talking on the phone to someone, they can hear it.
Oh. So I'm thinking.
Adam said that like he really has been thinking about this. He's hijacked the show.
I'm thinking that in your core group of friends and peers, this isn't going to be too much of an issue. They're going to get used to it.
It's kind of like it's like if you have one of those big red birthmarks on your face.
Yeah.
Eventually
they'll just get used to it. They'll just accept what it is, and they might even enjoy it. You know.
But you can't.
You're going to walk into a party. You're going to drop a bomb. And it's gonna smell great, and people are gonna be happy.
But you couldn't go to quiet places. There's no romantic dinners.
I think
there's no movies.
I think this is the crucial thing.
This is Michael Bay.
Am I in a wonderful committed relationship prior to the onset of this condition?
It starts today.
Starts today.
Yeah. Okay, so it's up to you.
So
call up Angie and ask her.
She's upstairs. I could ask her.
Get her down here.
So
Jared never stops farting. Cookie smells.
I think she would probably accept me as I am with my new condition, and we can move on. Now, if I were in a situation where I would be looking to date,
what about your?
This would be troublesome.
Your prior wife. Where would she? Would she kick you under the curb?
Not really interested in her opinion.
You probably want to do both just to torture her. Here's a cook.
A all right, cookie scented
diarrhea.
I'm closing the floor for questions. Let me hear your votes.
Ooh, God.
Anyone that listens to the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, I fully admit to ripping off.
I'm going
to
say this.
I've heard this on George Jesse Go as well.
So. I'm going to say this.
With Jim Rayle, the master of Would You Rather.
I am very tempted by the diarrhea, just for the simple,
simple fact that it's not.
If I were the type to actually follow through with my my want to isolate clips like that for future use, I would cut out that line right there.
Here's my problem.
Yes.
It's the whole, like, bloody anal area.
Yes.
The sore anus.
Yes. And the fact...
I don't know if I could do that.
The fact that applying a soothing ointment could actually initiate another
a
dose.
A balm, perhaps.
A balm, yes. A salve. That's trouble.
I think I have to go with beautifully loud fart.
All right, and that's how you play... Yep. Would you rather?
Thank you. We're moving on to news.
Let's get on to Shane's list.
Okay. I don't want to blow my load. That's another thing you can isolate right away. But I have to ask this question. Jared.
Yes.
Would you rather?
Oh, you're targeting specific people
on
this?
Yeah, and Adam will get on this one. But I wrote this one more
this is going to be about marriage.
More for you.
Wow, okay.
Would you rather marry Mandy after 6 years? No.
What?
Would you rather listen...
I don't even know her.
Would you rather
she
listen...
She seems wonderful, though.
Would you rather listen to Lana Del Rey...
Okay.
Or Carmen.
Wow.
Adam, that's open to you as well.
All right.
But Jared has a well-documented hatred of Carmen, and if he likes Lana Del Rey, he's a dummy.
Well, okay, is the time of day to, when I listen to this an issue? Like, if this is something that I would enjoy in the evening, perhaps before bedtime.
Or do we have to listen to this constantly? Is it just always playing?
You can only listen to one of these artists.
Yes.
Rest of your life.
Well, the rest of my life.
Yep. Anytime you want to listen to.
Original material or covers as well?
Just off of their first albums. Just okay, no. How about off of the two tracks that they each played on SNL? that level of performance.
That's easy. I would pick Carmen because I thought Lana Del Rey was terrible.
Oh, Adam. I would pick Lana Del Rey.
I thought Carmen was terrible too, but okay. Here's what happened.
I read the review on the AV Club of the Carmen episode, and I had not heard of them before. So I started watching it. And the beginning of that first song, like before she starts doing the thing that scares me. Yeah. Like it's kind of got a nice beat to it.
Sure.
I was like, this is okay. What are people talking? And then it happened.
Wait, am I watching them at the same time?
Yeah. Right. Well, is the video.
If you are watching any music on TV ever.
Yes.
It will be one of those two.
That's my answer.
My performance.
Switching my answer.
My performance switching would my be my perfor- my belief is most of the time you're going to be listening to them.
I can't. Carmen has too much theater face going on. I got to go back.
How old is that lady? Because she looks like she's like one of those weird 51-year-old ladies that dresses like she's 22.
They're young, I think.
Yeah, they're just out of college or something like that.
I pick Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, I have to go.
I pick Carmen with a bullet.
Wow,
I could not stand Lana Del Rey. She is so uninteresting. She is so disinterested. She is a rich, spoiled brat whose daddy made her what she is, which is shit.
Wow,
how dare you get on Saturday Night Live?
How dare you?
And I'm looking at both of you.
Well, what did she do? That was SNL.
What did she do?
Yeah.
How?
Hey,
you're both wrong.
Do you think maybe this weird?
I think we spent too much time talking about both of these acts. What's the next question?
All right,
Adam, would you rather be the richest person in the world or immortal?
Or immortal.
That means you can't die.
Oh, immoral?
Immortal. Oh, well, we know you're immoral.
Richest person in the world,
Jared.
Yeah, I'd go richest person too.
So I don't want to live forever.
Yeah, it's too much.
I guess you could put rules on the immortal.
I can die when I finally choose to.
That's a good question. Has that ever been a part of the immortal code?
I mean, I assume not. Like, I assume that's why.
I'm going immortal because I think with as much time as you want on this earth, you will find ways to make money and you will eventually also become the richest person in the world.
Yeah, but I think you would get really depressed. I don't think our brains are meant to live.
Friends start dying.
That's fine. I'll make new friends.
This is a classic vampire issue.
It
from
is.
All my vampire reading.
Immortal.
Immortal. Mm, you yep. say rich.
Yeah. Unless I get some special rules.
There's a part of me that like would say right now immortal, but then I think about exactly what Adam said. Is that eventually?
What happens when like the sun goes supernova? Yeah. Are you still alive? You have to
you float until you float into a planet.
Yeah,
that would be a terrible existence.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. I think if you're immortal, your whole perception of time changes, and so the fact that you're out there floating in space for 10,000 years or whatever it takes to get to the next planet, it's a blink of an eye to you. Your whole perception has changed.
Sure. And by the time
you do meet a new race of species, they're talking way too fucking fast.
By the time you get to that point, hopefully the human race has figured out a way to leave this planet. Or has, created some sort of
moon colony.
Moon colony. You're with it. Jared.
Do I have to fight people with swords?
No.
Okay.
There's no Queen's music involved, no Sean Connery.
Then I'm out. I want a sword fight.
Die in a sinking boat or die in a burning building?
Sinking. Ooh.
They often say that, you often hear, because people have a lot of experience with this, that burning is one of the worst ways to die.
But you...
And so is drowning.
You go into shock, and people... inhale so much carbon dioxide that they pass out before, and they can never feel it.
That's a good point. Drowning,
or carbon monoxide.
Drowning, you probably are pretty aware of what's going on,
right? And that'd be really scary. I think, they say the same thing about falling, to your death. I think they say people usually have a heart attack before they hit the ground, so we pass out from something.
Okay.
I feel like I would have an easier time passing out, burning. But man, it would hurt a lot. While that's happening,
you're dealing with the burning. You're dealing with an awful lot of pain.
And so which one?
With drowning, it probably isn't pain, but you've got that whole non breathing thing.
Yeah,
there's probably a little of anxiety worked into that. I would think.
I think after what Adam said, I'd probably go burning building reluctantly.
Yeah,
there's two ways I probably would not want to go in general.
Imagine being in knowing that you can't breathe, because you're underwater. I don't know, at what point you have to choose to inhale. water, right?
Yeah. At some point, the choice is made for you.
Right. I mean, but like, you know, you're conscious, I think, up until that point of what's happening.
Yeah.
I think that would be easier. A better question is...
You're playing the odds that you're going to get enough carbon monoxide that it's just going to make you go...
That's it.
You won't even know that you're burning too crisp.
A better question might be...
And listen, we're not talking like you get thrown into a crematorium or, you know,
you're in a building
on a
that's
griddle.
On fire. There's no way out.
Right. What about if you're not going to die after this, but you will be injured? So would you rather, you know, almost drown or, you know, be partially drowning?
No question,
saved?
Drown.
But you probably have brain damage the rest of your life.
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, but I'm.
But I wouldn't. I wouldn't know I had brain damage.
I mean, how much different is Jared really going to be?
I would lose my sense of self. So it wouldn't really matter.
So that was it. So instead of burning off your nose and your ears and... Yeah, that's a tough one. But
I don't know if I
want to
look gross or be dumb. Dumber.
Yeah, burning a building
look
I think
grosser,
is the right way to go out.
And
am I going to be one of those people who has a face transplant?
Yes. The Face Off 2 will be about your struggle.
I recently saw a post on BuzzFeed that had like a dozen people who had before and after face transplants.
Mm.
Some stuff. That's some,
going,
that's some stuff
it?
To look at.
Like,
hey, that worked out well, or ooh,
like
not as good as you
think.
The
before pictures.
The before is pretty. Yeah. It's amazing that people can not have most of their face and still be alive.
it's really amazing nowadays. Yeah.
I mean, they usually graft it up, and then you just look like you have a melon over the top part of your head with no eyes and stuff. It's gonna,
Oh my god! Wow, this is we're going to very dark places. How old are you, Adam? By the way,
I'm 31.
31.
Oh, jeez, like a spring chicken, practically.
Is this going to be a question about MASH? I know that
show,
don't worry.
So,
take a look at your door, or something like that, right?
Yeah,
Jared?
That's MASH. Yeah.
So, okay, so let me throw... So, you're 31.
Jared's 31,
oh, I
too.
Wish, yeah. I wish. So much life ahead of me.
Adam, would you rather date someone
who
is
skipped me.
Approximately 11 or 12, 13 years younger than you, or 12 or 13 years older? And for you, Jared, would you rather date someone who is 20 years younger than you, or 20 years older than
my
you?
My current age?
Your current age. So you're
starting this relationship
today. You're 38.
Today.
So
I would be dating an 18-year-old.
So 38, you'd be dating an 18-year-old. Essentially, you'd either be dating an 18-year-old or someone who is... You know, that many years older than...
Basically, like
than
dating my mom, you're asking me.
Somewhere in there, yeah. What would you rather do?
18, no question.
No question.
No question.
Okay, so what? I don't know. What's the downside to dating an 18... I mean, other than the vapid and
well,
stuff,
they have no connection, very few cultural touch points. You can't take her to a bar. The societal pressures on you would be...
Is she annoying?
High from women... Not so bad with men.
I don't really care about ladies.
Is she annoying? Well, you're dating her. I mean, she could be annoying. But if it's 18, you probably think she's got a tight little bod. And, you know. Why would she be interested in you?
I'm kind of superficial, so I'm...
No anal sores. calling back to our original...
Right.
And she does not fart like daisies.
Well, that's just funny.
She's a normal broad.
I don't understand. There's no conflict here, it sounds like. I mean, yeah, other than like she won't get my jokes about Ghostbusters, but Mandy doesn't either. So
you have a repertoire of Ghostbusters shows.
Well,
I say, all right, we're doing today's bit, and I like do a whole bunch of jokes, and she's like, I don't. What's Footloose?
Why did Slimer cross the road, Mandy?
Ecto
Cooler. What
the 18-year-old is probably also going to have hot friends.
Listen to this horn dog over here.
So I don't understand. Yeah. It has to be the 18-year-old.
Yeah, probably 18.
This is also a better. I don't know who this is a better question for, me or Jared, because Jared's lady would be like 58.
Yeah, that's older.
58. Well, she's going to retire. She's got. I mean, we're talking about
18.
Our conversations
18 or 10 years older.
Our conversations are going to revolve around antique furniture and Medicare, for crying out loud.
Wow.
That's not interesting to me.
And she's going to call Obama one of the good ones.
It's true.
No, we're not talking about Angie right now. Are we?
Oh, wow. one of the good ones.
Right.
There were air quotes involved.
Yeah. Jared, would you, if you would never be caught, would you rather steal $10,000 or just not steal at all?
I would never be caught?
Never be caught. So this is a moral. This is we're dealing with your moral.
Who are we stealing from?
Am I in a situation where I could really use the money? I mean, honestly.
Right now.
Right now, this very moment.
I would say you are stealing from...
Yeah,
a bank. You're stealing from a bank. You're not breaking into a house.
So it's FDIC insured.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get necessarily hurt. Ooh, this is a tough one.
I would do it. It's not tough. Fuck those guys. Is it a big bank or like a community bank? Let's say it's a community bank. Maybe they're like not bad guys. Like a credit union.
I'm going to do a part B to this one. Okay. So Adam,
you get AIDS when you steal.
Adam will definitely steal from a bank. Jared, would you steal from a bank?
God, I probably would. I'm just being honest.
I don't know if I would.
Wow. I don't feel like I would. Better person.
Okay, so
you would never get caught though. You would only be your own moral code that you'd have to live with.
You couldn't really. You're saying you couldn't live with the idea that you stole from a bank.
Yeah, 10,000. Bank. I'm borderline.
All right.
But let's say.
Yes.
You're stealing from your neighbor.
No, I couldn't do that.
I'd have to see them every day. I'd feel bad.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
And if I didn't like them, I'd still feel bad.
Anybody from your work. You still have to steal from anyone from your work, even the biggest douchebag from your work.
The Obama is an evil racist Nazi guy, I'd steal from him. I would have no problem stealing from him.
From someone at work?
Yeah. I don't know if there's anyone in my office that I'd want to steal from, but there might be some people in the company.
I don't think there's really no one I hate. And it's kind of such a, we're sort of a small company, so it's like, I'd feel bad doing it from someone at work.
So what we've established is there are limits for us.
Yeah.
Except for Adam. I would steal from anyone at any time except my neighbor.
I think it's a situational thing. I think you gotta weigh the impact of the theft on the person who's the victim.
Your mother, Adam. Would you steal from your mother? She's probably got a lot of dough.
I think if you asked her, she'd say I probably did steal many years from her life. But I would never steal from my mom.
Good for you.
My mom met the president a couple days ago.
Wow.
Shook his hand.
That's cool.
The good one?
He's the only president right now.
How did she meet him?
She's the only president of our country. She's a volunteer. She's like one of the...
Like a firefighter?
For the campaign. She's one of the lead campaign unpaid staffers in her city.
Really?
For finding volunteers and organizing. Did they have any sort of conversation? No, he spoke to a group for about 20 minutes and then shook hands. He shook everyone's hand. And there's probably 100 people, I think she said, and that was all. But he was, she had one line, like, thank you. I don't know. I have the email, but I'm not going to bring it up. We call that glad handing. Yes. I don't think she was expecting him to be like, do you want to sit down and talk about how you like the Yankees so much or anything like that?
That'd be fun. I think he probably would do that.
Right, because he's a White Sox guy.
Right.
He does not like the Yankees.
No.
He does not want to have that conversation. Yes.
Would you rather be obese or anorexic?
Anorexic. Honestly.
Well, I don't know which one is worse. This is a good one. So I think
anorexic implies some sort of mental destability.
Sure.
So I would probably be obese because I feel like...
Mentally, you're more
mentally
capable
I'm
than?
There, and I probably could get out of it.
Obesity can come with, but I don't think it's directly implied. So, I think you've convinced me. I think I had to go with obese. But, man, you can fit into skinny jeans.
I know. Easily fit into skinny jeans.
You get better choice of clothes.
Adam, would you rather own a beautiful mansion?
It'd be easier if I were a girl. If I were a girl, I'd go with
anorexia. Own a beautiful mansion, but live life alone, or live in a shack, but have all the company/family you would ever need.
Mansion alone.
Yeah, mansion. I don't like
you people. Know how I can play video games all day.
I don't like people that much.
Make my internet friends that way.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know. You know, having a wife and a kid, it's tough to say they would not be in my life.
They don't listen to this. It's okay. You're in a safe
place.
It's
all hypotheticals anyway.
Be a lawyer or be a doctor?
What kind of lawyer? What kind of doctor?
Yeah, these are tough choices.
Because
if you're talking like an ER doc or something like that, I don't think I could deal with that.
I would say
like a family practice, that'd be a little bit.
What if it's an ER doctor?
ER doctor and a
corporate lawyer.
And a corporate lawyer, or maybe even like a criminal defense lawyer.
Oh, doctor. Doctor. I wouldn't
probably
wanna,
a doctor.
I don't want to deal.
Wait, you're equating criminal defense lawyers and corporate lawyers?
I'm just saying that those lawyers sometimes...
What's her face in Orlando was acquitted? Why do you hate the baby killer so much?
So you're on the lawyer side. You're either defending criminals who may or may not be guilty, or you're helping out corporations who may be trying to bend the law to their will.
Those are evil.
Or as a doctor, you do face surgeries for the mob.
I don't know.
I'm trying to make them both.
What are those mob doctors that are all over the place? Yeah. What does it cost to go to school to be that?
I still think you would. I think a doctor. ER doctor.
I think I'm probably doctor.
Yeah. How can you go wrong with that? I mean, you're going to see some gruesome stuff, and you're going to have to, you know, deal with patients who maybe don't have health insurance.
Doctors can get laid like crazy, though, Adam.
What? Like lawyers get laid like crazy.
Doctors probably more.
If you just got
to
have
you have a better chance to be president, I think, as a lawyer.
That's true.
Shane, if you can go to the club and make it rain, you're getting laid.
Right. Either
true.
One.
True story.
What if you? What if it's pro bono?
Pro boner.
You do all your work pro bono as a lawyer, and you're in Doctors Without Borders.
Oh, boy.
As a doctor. So this is not a glamorous lifestyle at all.
And you're not. How do you make ends meet in that case?
Pro bono often implies that you're doing...
No, In this case, you're doing it just the goodness of your...
No, I'm saying that you're doing good work, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. But you make no money.
In fact,
you probably owe money to everyone.
Because you've probably got student loans.
That's a good one. That's probably the best one.
All right, thank you.
So you take money out of the equation.
Money
it's purely... On how you're viewed in society. Are you,
I'd probably do doctors without borders.
Yeah, but you're doing it in Africa.
I don't like to travel, so I'd do the pro bono lawyer work.
Take close, though. But you would have to go to the ghetto, probably.
That's fine. But any ghetto here is far better than,
yeah,
you know,
maybe a lawyer. I kind of like that,
the worst
too.
Parts of Uganda.
I was going to say, you also take sex out of the equation if you're like an AIDS
doctor.
You
have no penis.
No, I was going to say, like, you're an AIDS doctor, so you can't, you know, you're it's a little dicey.
Why would you risk
dicey,
it? Why would you risk it?
To get laid.
Yeah, but think about it.
Oh, my God. So we don't have an answer. I'd probably go lawyer.
Okay. I would go lawyer. I told
Adam?
You.
For that last
in
one?
In that situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because then you get like a movie made out about you and stuff, about how you, like, for free, brought down.
Yeah.
Aaron Brockovich is about...
Aaron Brockovich. You're fighting... they're poisoning the water.
Yeah. And no doubt, you've probably done enough good deeds around town that people owe you favors.
So right.
Probably,
sexually or otherwise.
You're probably getting free chicken wings at the local chicken restaurant. You're probably getting dry cleaning done. You know, I think you're
I didn't know that I was black in this situation.
I don't think it's that. I just think you're really, really... You're subsisting in a barter economy at that point.
Barter economy.
Okay.
Something out of a Skyrim.
You're doing pro bono legal work, and people are grateful for the help, and they're going to give you services.
I will go to court to help you with your slumlord, you know, to get your rent from the slumlord.
Yep.
As long as you clean my bathroom.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes. Your client works for Merry Maids, and they're going to do...
The merriest maids of them all. Jared,
yeah.
Would you rather watch Jaws or Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Easy choice, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Adam.
Yes. Jaws isn't that good of a movie.
I would pick Jaws.
Really?
Pick Jaws,
over,
absolutely.
You would pick Jaws over Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I would.
Explain yourself.
I like it better.
No way.
I do.
Not even close.
When's the last time you saw each of these movies?
I've seen Jaws maybe twice all the way through. I've seen Raiders probably 24 times.
Maybe Jaws the Revenge.
I am talking about Jaws the Revenge. That's the one. The real one I was talking
that
about.
That is shocking to me.
I'm not even talking about Jaws 3D, which is the best of the bunch.
I really liked Indiana Jones, but I was not as big a fan of Indiana Jones as I was like Star Wars. And then when I was... And Jaws came before... Indiana Jones, obviously.
Oh, wait.
And that was always...
It came before Star Wars.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true. It did. That was always kind of around me when I was a kid, so I have more of affinity for that.
Okay. Maybe because I didn't see Jaws until later in life, but I still think Raiders was a superior film in so many ways.
Here's a good one.
Yeah.
Have a zombie apocalypse or have World War III. Which did you rather be in?
Let's see. I gotta go World War III.
Keep in mind that World War III, I'm not saying like utter decimation, like
the same as World War I or II.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not saying that we're dropping nuclear bombs everywhere, because I even in World War III, I don't know if that's exactly how it would play out. But I'm saying war on a mass scale.
Yes. I'd much
possibly
rather have that.
On these shores.
I'd much rather have that.
Who's gonna reach us though? I mean, is this former Soviet Union involved in this?
I don't know.
On which side? We're talking World War though. I wanna know the sides.
I don't know where we would be.
Okay. Because they're the only ones who have the serious threat to us, as far as I'm concerned. As far as striking in the heartland where we are.
Dirty bombs.
On the coast, look out. Trouble.
Dirty bombs.
I think zombie apocalypse is big trouble.
Yes. I would go World War.
I'd probably go World War.
I think the odds of us here in where we are now, living through a World War III relatively unscathed, are pretty high. Zombie apocalypse, doesn't matter where you live.
Yep,
I mean, we have the odds.
We've read World War Z. We know how that plays
out. For a few months of the year, we might be okay because they're going to freeze up. But then
we'll be eating each other. Because we have to
assume that there's got to be at least one detail through every zombie movie, book, game, everything that they missed. So there's something that we are not going to be prepared for when it comes to
Zombies. Right, of course. Right. There's going to be some new wrinkle that, like, oh my God, the movies and books did not even mention this.
Also, with World War III, your friends and family do not, you know, magically become your enemy.
Yeah.
Whereas that, you know.
Unless they're traitors.
Sidebar, they're adding zombie apocalypse to Minecraft.
Oh,
they have villages in there that are populated by villagers, and at night, zombies attack their village. Hmm.
Jared,
pretty cool.
Jared, if there ever is a zombie apocalypse and we're hanging out,
yeah,
we survive, please promise me that if I go off somewhere and you need to tell me something and you don't know where I've gone off to, that you just don't take off in a car with a map and then not look where you're going and then roll your car over when zombies are walking around.
I'll promise that you will not do that, and
not tell people where you're going.
I promise to tell everyone where I'm going at all times.
Okay,
and I promise never to just kick the map in the river either.
No map kicking. God, that's the dumbest thing. Adam, would you rather play Skyrim or Star Wars Old Republic?
Not in either one of these.
Gotta
games.
Play one. Gotta play one.
Like
sucker.
Forever? For what? What's the
1 year?
For 1 year, and I can't play any other games?
No. How about this? 1 month. 1 year is crazy.
What? You don't need to make it easier.
Okay. Like, 6 months. 18 months. Pick one.
Star Wars.
I haven't played either one yet, so I don't know. I have Skyrim. All right. I have it. Okay, so I'm almost done with these, but as I was gathering these, I found some great ones on the internet that were more akin to what Adam had laid on us.
Kind of crazy things that you have to
debate. Some of these things I read and I just laughed. I'm like, I really want to use this, but I can't actually have these be real considerations.
Okay.
So I've got eight of them.
That's sort of the fun, though, isn't it?
We'll just go through.
Yeah.
And I'm by the way, I'm reading them exactly how they were written online.
Okay.
So number one, Adam, would you rather...
I was babby formed. Sorry, go ahead.
Adam.
Do you... never mind.
Go ahead.
I was going to say... Oh, wait, no. I was going to sing a Spice Girls song, but I realize it's not...
I think that would
have... Well, if you want to be my lover, it's not really a question. So I'll go on.
Adam, you go on. Okay, we'll
the
start.
The answer is, you got to hang with my friends.
I know.
Okay. Adam and Jared, I'll include both of you. Would you rather surf like a boss or snow like a boss?
Snow like a boss? Snowing.
Don't explain it.
I mean, I assume I know what it is.
We'll just
surf or
giggle
snow
as he answers incorrectly.
I would rather surf like a boss. I don't like the snow and cold, so I would rather surf like a boss.
Obviously, I think it was, would you rather snowboard like a boss?
I'm sure, but...
No, snow.
You know what? Fuck it. I want to snow like a boss because I want to be up there making. I want to have people snowed in and having to deal with my shit.
I see Jared.
I'm snowing like a boss.
I see Jared like a Super Mario where he's like that guy sitting on top of the cloud and he's dripping snow on everybody.
Exactly what it is.
Look at you.
I am in a cloud snowing on your ass. Fuck it. I'm snowing like a boss.
Like a boss. Adam, would you rather be in a relationship where you were beaten or cheated on? That was one that I thought was a little dark.
This is a really good question. All right, so let's see. Do you know the person that they're cheating with?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
And you know that the cheating is happening, but you are unable to stop it? Or just
And are you stuck in the relationship?
But yeah, right, that's implied. Like you're
going
to be in this for the long term.
And you're either being beaten or you're being cheated on a regular basis.
Beaten like how a girl beats, though. Like, right, it's not really, you know.
I'm going to lay this out. Because let's say you're at the end of a relationship.
Okay.
It's going to be over. And it's going to be over because
you were beaten.
Either beating or cheated on.
Uh-huh.
That's happened, let's say it's happened over the period of a year.
Okay.
You're ending this relationship.
So there's been
how would you rather?
So there's been a year of steady cheating or beating.
And or beating, yes. And let's say
no, not an and.
Let's say
you didn't say and. I don't want both.
I want both.
No.
Yes.
I know it's going to pick both.
Beaten or cheating, baby.
Beaten or cheating.
Okay.
And.
But it's a girl beating on us.
Yeah.
But we have the Jimmy in the nuts.
And I'm going to say.
Chances are those have been struck multiple times.
I'm going to throw this one out for debate because I'm going to let you guys help pick this.
Okay.
When it comes to the cheating.
How is she at pinatas?
For the cheating, is it protected or unprotected or both sex in terms of the person that was cheating?
Well, it's got to be unprotected to make it even worse.
Yeah.
And butt.
And wow.
I don't know. I'm going to veto the butt.
What?
We had too much butt talk. The butt
so
goes
you're saying
out.
I'm in a relationship, and for the past year, my significant other has been cheating with someone else and giving up the butt.
One person. We'll say one person.
Oh, they're monogamous and they're cheating.
Monogamy cheating. And you were beaten. So beaten to the point where you could say, I tripped down the stairs.
Right. You have to. So it's visible. You go into work and people know.
Yeah.
And they're talking
not all
about
the time,
it.
But sometimes.
Right.
So what would you rather
be? Was I asking for it? The beating.
Aren't they all?
And do we establish we know this person that the...
Yeah, they probably know him.
Okay.
And so at
least... Not your best friend, one of your friends.
The person I'm in this relationship with, did she come from...
She hot? Yes.
She come from a previous history of polyamory.
There's no polyamory.
Okay.
So she thought it was okay.
So it's just not...
Yeah, she knows this is wrong.
She's just not acting out, and she hasn't decided to have the conversation about an open relationship with me yet.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Adams.
And there's at least a scare.
You guys have more fun coming up with...
That I have AIDS now.
...details.
Right?
I'd say at least a venereal disease.
These are crucial points we have to discuss in order to come to the right decision, Shane.
No, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
I'm going to say
so obviously
no...
If I'm Newt Gingrich, I have a very different opinion on how this whole thing plays out.
I'm going to say no AIDS, but other venereal disease possible.
Okay.
Because I don't think I think that death obviously always trumps beating. Okay. So no AIDS.
Has she been cheating with another person, but our sex life is still happy and healthy? It's suffering, you're saying.
Very occasional.
It's about suffering. How it is now with you.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't know. Was I supposed to say that?
What?
I'm sorry. Not great.
Okay.
I mean, I would say...
There's a reason,
I would say occasionally.
There's a reason for her stepping out.
No reason. We're not going
to
give her reasons.
It's your fault for not giving it to her the way she wants.
You can't take the blame.
Okay.
It's not
but
me,
I installed
it's
the sex swing. Is that... I mean... Like she asked.
Wearing the latex.
Would you rather cheat like a boss or beat like a boss, Adam?
All right. So let's see. If I'm being beaten, I'm drained of my manhood in not a sexual way. Just like, you know, I'm...
She's not draining the hose,
right?
You know, for the winner.
I'm defeated. People know I've been emasculated. And so that's shitty. And even when I get out of this relationship, as I'm about to, because she's been beating on me for a year.
Take me through.
It's
going
to take me a while to get anything back. At all, right? Yeah. Like, you know.
A little bit.
Right, okay.
You have work to do,
But if she's been cheating on me, and I get out of it, I'll probably be angry.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to be angry.
And you might have lesions on your penis. You might.
But
you might not.
Penicillin will clear it right up. Right? So,
should I roll a
D20? Herpes is a good possibility.
Okay. Should I roll my D20 to find out if I have?
Yes. That's
STD. Right.
That's why she's cheating.
No, I got a six-sided defense roll, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I have a high constitution saving throw.
Now you two.
I
feel like another podcast.
I feel like I'd rather be cheated on. I feel like I'd rather be cheated on. I feel like that. I don't know. That's going to involve trust issues.
Adam says
going
cheat, not beat. Jared.
I think that if you're being beaten by your woman as a man, and obviously it's showing physical signs, and people think less of you because of that. I think. I think that you're. Whew, it's a tough one.
I think cheating too.
Shane doesn't even let me answer. He just immediately goes
to the correct
answer.
I was just letting you get the cleanup slide.
I think cheating is right because I think you'll be able to come out of it.
Yeah.
Cheating is something that is, I mean, a lot of people have had relationship ends because the other person has cheated.
I think most, right? Isn't that probably the most common?
It's pretty common.
It's high up there.
It's something that you can move past and probably have a nice support structure around.
But fuck that guy.
Taking that beating for a year, that's...
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
I would like to hear a woman's perspective on this.
We got to get some woman in here.
Yeah,
let's get some woman.
From a woman's perspective, it's very, very different.
Yes,
they'd much rather be beat.
Okay, I got five, six more here that are pretty good. That we're probably not going to answer because you're going to say what the. So here's one. This is an actual one.
Yeah.
Should Obama outlaw all jewelry in attempt to reduce CO2?
Did you say jewelries?
Jewelry.
Okay. Wait, as a to do what?
Should Obama outlaw all jewelry in attempt to reduce CO2?
Okay. Or
would you rather him do it or would you rather him not do it?
I need to see what the facts are to back up this statement that jewelry causes substantial CO2 emissions.
I'm pro jewelry. I'm saying it now. I know it's controversial.
You need to work on pronouncing that L
jewelry.
Stronger.
Jewelry.
Is it jewelry?
Jewelry.
Is it jewelry?
Jewelry. I'm honorary. I can say it. I'm pro jewelry.
I think it's a ridiculous thing.
I know,
should
that's
not,
why I said it.
Should not.
I don't like jewelry, so
Adam does not wear jewelry.
I'd be fine if they outlawed jewelry, but
I'm surprised you didn't ask me what constitutes jewelry.
Yeah,
I mean rubies, sapphires.
You could take a rock,
uncut diamonds.
You could take a rock you found on the street and put a string through it and wear it as jewelry, and that doesn't emit any CO2.
At the very least, put it in a tumbler, a rock tumbler, and shine it up.
You're going to want to shine it up, but that's going to emit some CO2.
Jared,
yeah.
Would you rather have someone throw up on you on a roller coaster and it goes viral on the web and you catch a deadly disease and are made fun of for years?
What? All of that happens.
Or you turn into a vampire but never see any of your friends and family again?
Vampire, easily.
Vampire. Okay, wait. Is the
so we've already established I don't like people.
You're saying that from the outset, the roller coaster barfing is happening, and then it splits from you goes viral and you die on one side, or you become a vampire on the other side. Is that where the split is?
No. It goes viral. You throw up, it goes viral on the web, and then all of a sudden you catch a deadly disease.
Is the disease
and also you are made fun of for years.
Is the disease from the vomit?
Well, you're vomiting on someone. Someone's not vomiting on you.
Right,
so.
No. Oh, wait. You said you are...
Oh, yes, you're right, yes.
So someone vomits on me and in
unclear, but yes.
In the course of this, the disease is transferred.
You're getting some sort of terrible vomit disease.
So not only is the vomit viral in that it gives me a disease, but it's also viral in that it's an internet sensation.
Double viral.
Wow.
But people do want to be famous, so there is something to be said for that.
Whoa, geez.
I'm
thinking there's a good chance at some point there's going to be a guest spot on Ellen in the future where she looks, where are they now type situation.
I'm
going to show up without a limb because somehow the disease that caused
JC Penney will definitely drop her
in a very juvenile way.
I'm going vampire.
This sort of kind of turns into the classic would you rather live forever or not live forever question.
Vampire
or, deadly disease.
Yeah, but you can...
Hold on. Am I
Twilight? With the combination of vomit.
Am I Twilight vampire?
And viral videos.
Do I got a sparkle
right.
and shit? Do I have to, date a high school girl?
No, you're a normal vampire.
We've already established that I would.
So you can't
date
go
a high
outside.
School girl, but do I have to?
Yeah, Jared was excited to date a high school girl. There was no thought
I have to drink, kill people and drink blood?
Yeah.
To be fair.
Vampire. You're not a nice vampire.
It was a high school girl versus a postmenopausal,
right.
nearly retired
I should have
woman.
Given two different ages.
Yes.
We're going to come anyway. Back to that one to the next show.
I guess. I'd rather be an asshole than die.
I don't want to get a deadly disease and have vomit on me.
Vampire.
Wait, real quickly. I like that earlier when we talked about $10,000 stealing from someone, we were all like, I don't know if I want to. Meanwhile, now we're all like, die or have to kill people to live? Yeah, I'll kill people.
Well, now we're talking just
aren't
a hugely
a goody
hypothetical
goody?
Things.
Aren't we a goody-goody?
The stealing one is something to actually be presented with.
Yes.
And Adam, it sort of goes to your moral core.
It does. It's a moral issue.
I disagree.
Anyway. Adam, would you rather be successful or be a porn star?
You can't be a successful porn star?
No, it's one or the other.
Successful, though.
So you can't merge your two dreams together.
If you're successful, you
Jared,
can basically be your
star,
own amateur porn star.
Porn star or successful?
I'm saying successful, but what sort of success are we talking about?
Financial.
Yeah, easily.
Okay.
Well, that's not even a choice.
I just thought that was sort of a stupid one.
Yeah, it is sort of a dumb one.
If two of your ultimate goals is to be either successful or be a porn star.
But it should be successful, but your wiener is so small that ladies laugh at it whenever they
Clearly
see
it's like 10-year-olds writing these questions.
Yeah. And we're giving them credence.
I like this one.
All right.
Would you rather be stuck in an elevator with two wet dogs or two fat men with bad breath?
Will the dogs dry off?
You're stuck for 10 hours.
will the dogs will dry off in
10 hours.
Dogs.
Dogs. Dogs have a harder time containing their feces and poop.
So do fat guys with bad breath.
It's true.
I'd probably say dogs. More room to move around.
Dogs, easily. And the dogs are fun. They'll hang out. They'll, keep you warm.
Yep.
They'll smell like wet dog for the whole time.
That's okay.
You'll get used to it, I think.
They won't smell like Doritos and... old coffee.
And stale...
I don't know.
Stale tacos. Here's a good one that Adam probably wrestles with a lot.
Wait, are the dogs farting or diarrhea?
Farting daisies. Adam, would you rather do a fat, ugly man or a hot, muscular man and get AIDS?
What? When you say do, you mean have sex with?
Yes.
Oh. I would rather not have AIDS.
So you're going to say you're not going to go with the AIDS angle.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a simple choice, honestly.
Okay.
But he's hot, Jared.
Although, make it herpes.
To be fair,
he's
Adam,
a muscular.
AIDS these days, if you're
it's highly treatable.
It is very treatable. It's
for a one-time encounter with...
Your dream comes true with a hot, muscular man.
All right. If it has to be for the rest of your... I don't...
It's a joke Adam. Come on.
Well, I already picked, but I'm saying
we're trying to. Convince
I'm trying to help make these better so that people at home can have their own would you rathers.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do a would you rather, they need to be two perfectly balanced options that you have to weigh the pros and cons of. You throw AIDS into the mix, and you automatically pick the other one.
Speaking of
simple as that.
Speaking of perfectly balanced, this is an actual would you rather.
Would
my
you
last
rather?
One.
Would you rather do a muscular guy with AIDS or drown in a ship? I mean, that's a better choice.
That's a tough one.
You're going to live a while.
Yeah.
What if it's full-blown AIDS?
I pick the AIDS.
Full-blown AIDS.
Anyway, last one, Shane.
Adam, would you rather get slow internet or get horrible gas mileage?
I'd rather get horrible gas mileage.
Jared.
Yeah, easily.
Gas mileage is the winner.
Yeah. Even though it's probably will cost me more gas, I got to have that fucking cat pictures faster than
I
ever.
I agree. You want to see Adam get barfed on a roller coaster and catch a terrible disease.
Buffering.
And then 15 years later, I want to see the Where Are They Now segment on Ellen.
There we go. It all comes together. That's called tying the comedy together. A callback.
A little bow.
So there we go. Would You Rather is over.
Yep.
That was a good one. Let's take a break, get some music, and then we'll get to Adam in the news right after this.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it! Once again, hitting the 89.3, the current Song of the Day feed for my song. This is a new song from Ben Coller. I really like Ben Coller. I don't know why. This is called Dallas Girl. Stick around.
We all saw your plans to win his desperate heart. Hands of silk tied me and him far apart. The twine that tied each and every one has all been frayed. It's all undone. In high heels you run into a night that calls your name.
Join the Scope, already in progress.
Under the Scope.
And here we are, ladies and germs. This is The Scope, and we present to you the news.
That was very dramatic.
Thank you.
Can you guys stall for a minute?
Yes.
Stall. Which device is failing you?
This.
I can get you a password.
What's my password?
I can get you a password to the...
Yeah. If you want need the Wi-Fi.
To the Wi-Fi.
What are you getting at? Would you rather not have Wi-Fi or... okay, no. I'll be fine. I got it on my phone.
He's got it, Jared.
Yeah, all right.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh, things are happening now.
Like, if I say make available offline, you'd think that would make the fucking document available offline.
You would
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Okay.
News.
A lot of news.
Excellent. Excellent timing. Did a mom's goth website get her booted from the Girl Scouts?
Yes, next story.
Answered. Jared's very into decisive answering.
A Wisconsin mom says she was booted from her position as Girl Scout troop leader because she and her husband run a goth website. Is this a case? Why is there another question in this copy? here, I'll read it to you.
Go ahead.
Is this a case of middle American moral panic, or is there more to this story?
Are people scared of goths still?
I wish Brian Williams had this sort of delivery. That's yeah. really what I wish for.
Stacy Hintz helps her husband Charlie run his website, Wisconsin Sickness.
Well, I think we can all get behind that.
Last week, Charlie wrote that his wife's co-leader in the Girl Scout troop had discovered the website and asked Stacy to resign because of it. The co-leader apparently cited the website's section on serial killer Ed Gein.
Ed Gaines.
And a mention of Wisconsin porn stores as evidence that the Hintzes were steeped in sin. So the Girl Scouts of southeastern Wisconsin made her step down.
Okay.
What do you guys think about that?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard one. Would you rather be a goth Girl Scout...
I think that's you can't. We
got
to get to a point in this country where we stop making judgments of how people live their lives, and judge them on what they actually do.
Is there a moral code for the Girl Scouts that when you sign up to be a part of that you have to live to or adhere to? And does the goth lifestyle conflict with that in any particular way?
I just think it's people being prudes and not liking a certain type of person for whatever
reason.
We all
know goths are posers anyway. I mean, come on.
Right.
There's nothing to be scared about with goths.
They're just like
they're vinyl pants and they got a lot of buckles.
I don't know. I think you give them the benefit of the doubt until they actually exhibit some sort of behavior that
until
is detrimental
they rape
to your
child.
Until they rape
fine.
Your child, then fine. And then you get the AIDS and you get barfed on.
Right. All right. Next up. I'd like to think there are some signs prior to the rape that you would notice.
I agree with that. Pre-rape signs. Rape tag, for instance. They're playing rape tag.
Well, I don't have anything as good as rape tag this week, I don't think. But I do have this.
You're jotting this down for the title, right?
Nothing as good as rape tag? I've got to get that one down.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about this Jeremy Lin guy?
Yeah.
This Jeremy Lin character?
I've heard of him. I kind of brushed up on him earlier this week.
Plays for the New York Knickerbockers.
Knickerbocker, please.
Yes. He's Asian and... Larry Wilmore is really upset at him for stealing black men's jobs.
All in humor.
Yes. Anyway, he's like the Tim Tebow of basketball at the moment because he was like, you know, I guess he's religious, but he was super overlooked.
Lin is religious?
Yeah, he is.
Is this seriously like a thing we're going to have in every sport now?
He's not over the top about it, though.
I didn't even know about it.
I don't know. I just know Sarah Palin's a fan now, probably because he's a devout Christian.
Yes. So the Knicks lost last night, and...
Satan is back,
and he's not one of those darkies.
And, right. you know, Asians look close to white people.
It's ridiculous.
And Lin had 9 turnovers, so I don't know which paper this came from, but there's a picture of him kind of like
they can show
looking
it to us?
Disappointed. I have nothing to show you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, so he had a recent bad game?
Yes.
Yeah, they got their butts.
And it said, the headline said, a chink in the armor.
No way.
Yes, it did.
Did it seriously?
Yes. Yes. Maybe like a mistake. Maybe didn't mean to.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't meant that way, but
no, come on.
It's a common phrase.
There's got to be an editor up the chain that says, whoa.
Yeah, let's not cause any problems.
Here's the problem with that is because they've had so many punny headlines leading up to this that now you can't overlook it.
Lynn Credible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazion.
I like that. Amazion.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Let's see. Wow, some Oscar news. We talked about the Oscars earlier.
Oscar news.
Where we all,
have they given them out?
I'm only interested in Oscar news of the Grouch variety.
Well, here we go.
Sweet.
Tina Fey, Ben Stiller, and the Muppets will now be joining the Oscar lineup of Oscar presenters.
Will they be presenting together?
Yes, they're going to get all the funny people out in once and throw them all
back. That's it.
The Academy continues to round up Hollywood's most buzzworthy names to add to its list of presenters on the 84th Oscar telecast on February 26th. Is that really?
Beaker.
Yeah.
Buzzworky.
Week from tomorrow.
Today,
I miss it when it was in March.
Tina Fey joined the growing lineup of presenters, which recent additions include The Muppets and Ben Stiller, according to announcements from producers Brian Grazer and Don Mischer.
Fresh off the Tower Heist.
Yes. Other presenters include Halle Berry, someone else, Bradley Cooper, Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz,
anyone
Tom Hanks,
Cruise.
Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lopez, Melissa McCarthy.
I like to call her J-Lo.
Hey, Emma Stone's going to be there. That's all I care. Okay.
You might tune in for that.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly.
Bill's been in the press a lot lately.
Whitney Houston killed herself and called Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg creeps.
Creeps? How dare he? I'll stand for the Whitney, but do not call Willie Nelson a creep.
Bill O'Reilly termed Whitney Houston's death a suicide. He said she killed herself through decades of drug use. And
how would he know?
Said that entertainers such as Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg are creeps who contribute to the profits of Mexican cartels every time they buy a... What's the terminology he used?
Dupage.
Marijuana cigarettes. Marijuana cigarettes.
Is he just trying to be intentionally old?
I mean, who says that?
Why does he call him a jazz cigarette, for crying out loud?
Oh, I like that. I've never heard that, Jared.
You've never heard the phrase jazz cigarette?
Jazz cigarette. No.
Making the rounds this morning.
I mean, you're old. I'm a hipster.
On the Today Show.
I date an 18-year-old.
Bill O'Reilly said Whitney Houston wanted to kill herself when asked by Matt Lauer whether TV journalists were in the business of conducting interventions. O'Reilly said, "We're supposed to be in the business of telling the truth." To Lauer, O'Reilly said, "I don't believe that anyone is a slave to addiction. I believe it's a disease, a mental disease, but you have free will and you can get through a disease."
And we'll do it live.
As millions of people have chosen to do. You don't have free will when you have lung cancer. You do have free will when you're a crack addict. O'Reilly was ostensibly on the Today Show to plug his Killing Lincoln book.
Which is full of factual inaccuracies.
Yes. And Lauer said, after there's no vampire hunting in it, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, that's key.
Yeah. And Lauer said, after a few minutes of Houston talk, let's move on a little because you and I could talk about this for hours.
Because we got Sting closing up the show with his new... That's how he does that. We'll do it live.
Ah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Because I'd always be right, O'Reilly
said.
I know. And then Lauer finished up with, "I know you'd always think you're right."
Oh, snap.
So speaking of Whitney Houston,
are we?
Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, defended his actions in the flags at half staff.
He's had a fascinating week as with this guy.
Yes, I love that he did that, and then on Wednesday vetoed the bill to allow gay marriage in New Jersey. So fuck that guy.
I don't get the half mask for Whitney Houston. 2016.
He's trying to cultivate the Whitney Houston vote in 2016.
Of course, it always comes back to that. It's a huge block.
Yep, he's a huge block.
All right, that's all. That's all I got. We're good.
That's it. No.
Reviews.
Where's the button?
Adam.
All right.
Reviews.
I was waiting for you to introduce me formally.
I wanted a dramatic pause.
All right. So this week we are reviewing The River.
It's an ABC production.
Yes, it's an American ABC production.
It is. They tell you right at the front.
It's not even stolen from the UK or India or Australia.
Oi.
It's a kind of combo paranormal found footage horror series. It debuted on February 7th. And it's a mid-season replacement for ABC. And 8 episodes will be aired this season. The series is...
The only season for the record. if they get all 8 episodes out, that's even a question.
The series is run by...
Ratings are...
Oren Peli, the director and creator of Paranormal Activity, and Michael Perry, who co-wrote Paranormal Activity 2. The show focuses on the search for Dr. Emmett... Not Dr. Emmett Brown. Dr. Emmett Cole.
Mm.
A mashup of Steve Irwin and one of those zoo guys that brings animals on to torment Jay Leno on The Tonight Show.
That's a good
Jack
good
Hanna.
Yes, that's his name. The first episode's introduction sets up the explanation for the show the best.
Explorer, naturalist, and beloved television host Emmett Cole has been reported missing.
He was a wonderful character. He was a passionate environmentalist.
Cole and his documentary crew were last seen on the Amazon aboard their ship, the Magus.
Rescue teams have searched the Amazon for weeks, but with no sign.
And his death is tonight being mourned around the world.
As a kid, I used to watch my father on TV. And the voice would come up, next week, Emmett Cole may not survive what he finds in the cave. I'd be terrified he wouldn't come home. He always did. Well, today, we give up hope.
Of course, there's more going on than Dr. Cole's son knows, and his mother confronts him shortly after that eulogy to convince him to come search for his lost father.
I wish he wasn't, but he is.
Lincoln.
Mom, I'm fine. You know what? I've gotten pretty used to him being gone. I had a lot of practice waiting for him to come back from Kenya or Peru. For my birthday, my graduation. I mean, you were there, right? You'd bake a cake, and you'd tell me not to be sad because Dad was here in spirit. So you know what? To me, this just feels like another birthday.
This is different.
Wow.
They found his beacon. 4:08 p.m. yesterday. The emergency signal, his personal frequency. After 6 months.
That doesn't mean that that's... I mean, that could be anything, right?
Well, it could be him. We can find his ship. We can find him.
Nice editing there,
great,
Adam.
Great fans.
We can find... What happened? I want to know.
I'm just helping the show's ratings. That's just the first 6 minutes of the show. Yeah. Through the rest of the pilot, we learn why the expedition is being filmed. The other members of the search party, and even some details about how Mrs. Cole is a cheating slut, maybe.
Who's not, the first person to die, by the way?
The Jew.
The Jew.
Yeah. Not the black guy like no. I put money on.
But they did have, put upon people in both cameraman positions, so.
Yes. Yeah. Jews and Haitians. Those are equal.
The guy's Haitian, huh?
Well, he had a French-ish accent, and he was black.
Maybe it was from Trinidad and Tobago.
But that's not what it's called anymore. Mm. Or that it is now. What did it used to be called?
Not important.
Not important, though.
I would not want to visit that country.
There's also a girl that can be possessed by ghosts, a smoke monster, birthmarks, and the scariest thing ever put to film. Dolls that move slowly. The show has received mixed ratings, even though Shane said terrible.
Bad ratings.
Scoring a 65 on Metacritic, but viewership-wise, those types of ratings, the show opened with a 2.5 in the first hour of the pilot, a 2.2 for the second, and a 1.7 for the second episode, which was the third week, or whatever. Third hour.
It's pretty bad.
These are still not awful ratings for ABC Tuesday nights.
Oh.
I mean, they're bad.
All relative, as they say.
I mention this only because these are worse ratings than the season finale of Ghost Hunters this past Tuesday. Or this past Friday.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's not good.
ABC Tuesday nights, the river, catch it. What do you guys think?
Catch the wave.
Catch the wave. Coke! What do you think, Jared?
You go first, Shane.
Okay. I think that I probably like the show better than the two of you.
Yep.
So I will go on record as saying I fully admit that the characters are broadly drawn, not terrifically acted overall,
and just terrible people.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of people in the show that you grab onto, like, as a hero figure or something. It's just, they're just sort of
they're just
a little shady.
They're just elements in the story. They're not really.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not there to watch the characters necessarily. We're there to experience what they're experiencing.
That's exactly how I look at the show. Is I don't really care about them as people that much. Just like in Blair Witch, I didn't really care about the people that were in it. It was the circumstances they were in and the way you were watching it, which is of interest.
Do you think if this were a movie, it'd be better then? Because you wouldn't, you know, it's like 2 hours. What do I care? I don't have to be invested.
Yeah, I think I think it's if a movie, it could be scarier, which, you know, really, when was the last time you saw a scary show on network TV or even like a cable TV show? You know, maybe The Walking Dead or American Horror Story have moments of kind of creepiness. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not scared like I was in
Mandy gets movies. Scared at Fringe. So,
wow.
Well, this show scared her.
I can see why you don't put a ring on it.
Yeah. You scare too easily.
And he's against jewelry, too.
Right. Yes. Obama and his jewelry cartel.
Jewelry. Give that L. Put it in there.
Jewelry.
So
it's like nuclear.
Yeah. So you have to go along for the ride, and kind of ignore the people that are taking you there. And from that perspective, I kind of like it. I like the fact that the show is different from anything you've seen on TV. I mean, you've never seen a real found footage show on network television before, and they try really hard to justify why everyone's videotaping it and why there's cameras everywhere. And you know, it's better than, hey, I'm just a kid and I'm just following everybody around with my camera. You know, it's so I.
Yeah, it's framed as if as a reality show, and they're shooting everything for, they're doing the reality show is paying for this voyage to go find him.
Yes, and so I appreciate that. There is one thing that I don't like about the show. I don't understand about it, and I think Jared can chime in because I think he feels the same way. Is that every week it's almost like they're thrust into a different horror movie.
It's a monster of the week thing.
It's a monster. So,
which seems strange if it's only going to be 8 episodes. Yeah. Why not tell a tight story over those 8 episodes where the mystery is building throughout the episodes rather than this first hour, it's a monster thing that could come in. It's like a spirit thing of some sort. And then the next one, it's the creepy dolls. And then the third one, it's the
weird,
the tribesman from the woods.
With no eyes. Yeah. It's like, how are you going to, if you're going to do this every week, how are you going to tie it together? And where it feels like it's natural and part of the, you know, kind of a part of a totality rather than weird separate. It's a very interesting choice.
You're progressing through the levels of a video game.
Yeah.
You know, like this video game, these are the bad guys you face. And
we're on the snow like a boss level. And, and now we're on the fire level. Yeah.
I hope they don't have an ice board. No ice board.
That's exactly how I feel about the show. And it didn't seem as apparent until you watched the third episode. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, this is a stylistic choice that, you know, to give you different scares, I see why they're doing it. But to create a feeling of continuity, it sort of blows out of the water. But there's only 5 more episodes left, so we'll have to see how it actually plays out. Maybe it ties together as it goes on.
Because I felt like the first episode, they were setting it up like there was this monster that they had trapped, and then they released it, and it was now going to torment them throughout the run.
Exactly.
But nope, they just dealt with that one right away.
Yeah, it's strange. So I like the feeling of it. I kind of like what they're doing in some respects. Don't like the characters that much. Don't need to care about the characters. We'll see how it progresses. But I can say that as a show, I kind of like the gusto they put into it a little bit more than they did with Alcatraz, if you want to know the truth. That's how I felt about it. I mean, I feel more engaged by this than I did the first 3 episodes of Alcatraz. For better or for worse.
I can kind of see that. It's, I enjoy parts of it. I think some of its stuff is very effective. The creepy dolls were, I mean, maybe that's just me, but that was my favorite one so far, episode 2.
It took me out of it, though, because they're in the middle of a jungle and they've got this tree hanging with a bunch of creepy dolls. It seems sort of weird to me.
Yeah, but they
like
kind
it
of,
didn't fit. Like they, it'd be
they
better
kind of
to Blair
explain
Witch House.
Why they did it, though.
I know.
But it is also, they'll compose these shots where you know something's going to happen, and you're kind of watching for it, and they sort of trains you like, don't look at the guy who's doing stuff, look in the background
because
something's
going to
happen there, or look in the foreground, and you start noticing that stuff, and maybe that's just the conceit of the show is you need to be watching for that stuff.
Yep.
It's definitely a show I can't have on while I'm doing something else because there's these visual things that you'll just miss.
Yep.
But I've sort of an issue with the whole documentary side of it and the fact that there's always people with cameras and no matter what's going on, they're always getting the shot.
Yeah.
Even to the point where they won't put the camera down until the very last second that they actually need to go help someone, and they'll still manage to put it down in a way that gets the shot.
And they try to frame the people that are filming it as sort of jerky, networky types that, you know, that's what we do. We get the shot, you know, like we're going to get it for the money. You know, it just seems...
I think at some point you put the camera down and you do it. I mean, like, third episode where the Haitian guy, for lack of a better name, because I don't remember their names at all at this point, but he has decided he's going to leave the group. Have you seen it yet, Adam?
No.
You mind if I spoil it?
It's fine.
Okay.
He's not watching it.
You probably never watch it. He decides that he's going to leave this party and strike off on his own for whatever reason.
Which was a weird decision, by
the
way.
But then
he's never seen a horror movie.
But he's still running his camera, and then he manages to find this tree that they're trying to locate, and he's like, oh my god, it's it. But he still, even when he's going in to get this thing that they need to get, he still got the cameras rolling. And it's like, at some point, you're just going to stop doing that, and you're going to think about living.
That's the... but Jared, I think that is the...
But then you don't have a show. But then it also breaks it because they have... Everything is told through these camera angles, and the boat has a ridiculous number of security cameras. It's kind of weird, but I guess since it's featured in the show so much, that they would have all these camera shots. But... then you have some shots that are clearly like, oh, okay, the one guy with all the cameras has left the scene, but now we still have a shot of these guys. So it's like, you kind of still got to tell the story, but...
And microphones.
And, well, there's that, yeah.
There hasn't been...
So there's some shots that are definitely not part of the whole documentary thing that you wonder, like, well, you're sort of breaking your promise, but, okay.
There hasn't been a perfect found footage format. You know, like, how can we truly justify that this stuff would be caught in the way it, you know, you think it would be, and then presented with the correct camera? Because, I mean, there was that that British show that did the zombie apocalypse,
Dead Set,
where they were stuck in the Big Brother house, and it worked great until they had to leave the house, and then it ended up turning into more like a regular horror movie. But at least in that regard, it, you know, it felt like there was a reason for it to be there.
So I never realized this before until I saw a review recently of Cloverfield, but there's a part near the end of Cloverfield where the guy with the camera the whole time is dragging someone with both hands.
Oh, I didn't.
He
probably held the camera in his teeth.
Yeah, something like that. So I just think that's just funny. And
someday someone
like,
will crack the code, because it's a tough, you know, those type of movies are fairly cheap to make, and you know, they can be kind of gritty and scary and interesting, but just hasn't happened yet.
Record what your eye sees.
So for
it's
me,
like Strange Days.
For me, it's still kind of a fun show. It's not great, and I do have, like, every episode has a couple things I'm like, really? You're going to do that? And, you know, like you've said, Shane, the characters are real broad and not, for the most part, not well acted. I mean, they're just, and it's not terrible, but it's not anything great.
Maybe if they were written better, you know.
And there are a lot of characters. It seems, I mean, obviously they stock the characters that they need to tell a certain story. Like, if you don't have the character who can see strange things and be inhabited by ghosts, you can't tell that story.
The stereotypical young Hispanic girl
who's
like 15, but yet she knows all of the history of this part of the jungle. Why wouldn't her dad know that instead?
And,
you know.
And here's another problem: the Amazon, is that the river we're on?
Yeah.
Is in Brazil where they speak Portuguese, but if she's an expert about this and she's speaking Spanish, it doesn't quite mesh.
Now look at her, Mr. Brainiac over here.
But anyway, she seems to know too much for her young years.
Conveniently written.
And of course, and then you've got the security guy who's you know, clearly some sort of mole, and he's contacting other people outside of the group, and I don't know. There's more mysteries to be revealed.
A lot of mysteries, Adam. So, Adam, give us your quick opinion, and let's give this son of a bitch a review.
I really had a hard time watching it. Like, I emailed both of you guys after the first hour, and I was like, does it get better? Because I'm not digging it at all.
I don't know why you include a picture of your penis in that email.
It's my signature. It's my signature line.
Did you
line would be the...
did you agree that the second hour was better?
Or not? I think if I had watched them... Yeah, I don't know. Like... the characters were less grating the second hour. Okay. Like, that's my biggest issue with the show is I really dislike every character on there.
That can be a problem.
Yep. Yeah.
For me, it was the first bad guy in the first hour was like, this isn't scary. I know some people are going to die. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
The second one was a little bit more scary
to me. Well, it was a smoke
monster.
I can't believe you're going to start your first bad guy with a smoke monster. And it's like, or, I mean, you're going to pretend Lost wasn't a thing or something.
Yeah.
when you know that's what the show's going to initially be compared to, at least to some level. And, you know, the whole, like, oh, I have secrets, but I'm only going to tell people, what, you know, piecemeal as I need to, like, you know.
Like Alcatraz.
Yeah. Well, like, the girl knew about the tapes that were hidden, but she was like, well, I mean, we're going to open up this,
we'll
this door.
We'll hold on to that until we need to let everyone know.
So, yeah, whatever.
Like, come on.
Yeah. So, I'm not into it. I don't think I'll probably watch any more episodes.
All right. Well, there you have it.
I'll stick it out. I mean, it's like five more episodes.
Yeah, so. I'll go. Unless it turns really bad, I will I'll stay for the full ride.
Is it, because I heard early on, obviously, the pilot got a lot of advance buzz. Mm-hmm. And then it's...
I'm surprised that more people aren't watching it, if you want to know the truth. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the best reviewed pilots that I had seen.
You know, a lot of people don't... I mean, the people who... are aware that it was well reviewed are probably watching it, and so maybe that just doesn't reach a large enough audience.
I'm just surprised that it's not getting the ratings.
Tuesday, is that what's on at the same time, Idol or The Voice?
The Voice is on. They've got a tough
It's tough.
Is the Voice Tuesday?
I don't know.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Biggest Loser is on Tuesdays.
Yes, for 2 hours, right?
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. That's a whole other episode. Okay, guys, let's give this thing a score.
The Scope score is 2 stars.
Very middle of the road. Middle of the road.
Yeah, and you came in a little higher. Adam came in much lower.
Now I might be down at 2 after that conversation. You guys are very persuasive.
I know.
I mean, for me, it's still entertaining. In you know, I still watched the show this morning, and I was like, yeah, this is fun. It's not great. I'm not on the edge of my seat or anything.
Yeah, slightly better than your typical sci-fi channel fare.
Yeah, I'd rather watch it than CSI, so.
Yeah, there you are.
I'd rather watch it than CSI, the Scope Show review.
There we go. I like it. So let's crank out coming soon. All digitally delivered to Adam.
Good. No printing.
No, we have one piece of paper, which is perfect.
Music. February 21st. Fun. That's the name of this album. Band. Fun. Period.
I have a song from them. As a matter of fact, they're a supergroup. Indie supergroup.
Who was in it?
There's a singer from the band The Formats, and then a couple other guys. And
Whitney Houston's in it.
Whitney Houston. Very too soon. Unfortunate.
Too soon.
Very unfortunate for their first album.
Right, timing wise, or fortunate, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
It's only going to be one album.
You see, Sony like jacked up the prices for a day, and they're like, "Oh, billing mistake.
We're sorry, but you're still paying it."
We totally didn't mean to do that.
We didn't. Yeah, we're not going to capitalize.
Sinead O'Connor has a new album coming out. How about I Be Me and You Be You? And Sleigh Bells.
How about I Don't Care?
Yeah. Sleigh Bells has an album coming out. I don't know if you guys...
they're going to be in SNL tonight.
Are they really?
Yes.
That is a weird band to do SNL.
They don't even have an album out, Jared. And they're
they
do.
Yeah, they had an album out last year.
Yeah.
Their new album, comes out this week.
That's fine.
I tried to get into Sleigh Bells. I
liked a couple songs.
Couldn't
do it. It's basically like make a good song, like a cool beat and whatever, and then just like go and like... Get the magnetic tape and like scratch on it as much as you can. Okay. That's what I imagine.
I'm not that familiar with them. Okay. So.
Yeah, a lot of distortion. And,
gotcha.
And masturbating.
Masturbating. Yeah. You're right about that. A key component of today's show.
Next week in music, Estelle, Ja Rule.
Not Adele, Estelle.
And Lyle Lovett. Movies. February 20th. We're almost done with February, which means we're almost done with bad movies.
Yep, and then it kicks in.
February 24th. For instance, this weekend that we're currently going through, Ghost Rider is, I think, the big movie. So he pees fire. I don't know if you knew that.
My daughter and wife are going to see that.
Ghost Rider.
The Borrowers movie, the Studio Ghibli anime film. They're seeing it right now, as a matter of
Excellent.
Fact.
Excellent. I don't know what that is. He's the Princess Mononoke guy.
Yep.
Let's see. February 24th, Gone. I don't know what that one is.
They're all movies that have people in it that you would know.
Good Deeds, Act of Valor,
Wanderlust. Gone is the sequel to Go, the Doug Liman film.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the sequel.
I like that movie, by the way.
Going is
the... Watch that movie again sometime.
Katie Holmes, Sarah Polley. Go ahead.
March 2nd.
Gone.
The Lorax. Project X. Project X, they're remaking that? Is that the Matthew Broderick movie?
No, this is a found footage movie.
Hey, I saw Chronicle a couple weeks ago.
Did you like it?
I kind of liked it.
I want to see that.
It's gotten good reviews.
It's pretty simple and everything. And Jess and I noticed a couple errors that they made near the end with, you know, in terms of it being found footage, but
that's all right.
Yeah, kind of liked it.
Project X is a found footage movie about kids that are throwing like a humongous house party, and they film the entire thing.
This is sort of the second wave of found footage stuff, isn't it?
It's really hitting.
It's probably because of Paranormal Activity 1, 2, and 3, because they all made tons of money.
So it's easier to do those films, too, because if you do it right, you don't have to have multiple setups. You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah,
you just in Chronicle, Wallace from the first season of The Wire was in that.
Sweet.
So... If you ever watch The Wire and you see what happens to Wallace in season one, he comes back in Chronicle.
Isn't he...
he's a kid.
Isn't he in Friday Night Lights?
Yes.
Parenthood?
I didn't watch it. Okay.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
What you're saying is you should be watching The Wire.
Yeah, why are you not watching?
You should be watching The Wire.
I think this is about The Wire, not Friday Night Lights or Parenthood.
Shouldn't be.
DVD, J. Edgar, Tower Heist, Hugo, and Johnny English Reborn.
I put that there for
Still don't understand why the...
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, the Rowan Atkinson movies keep coming out.
Do they like him over there?
I mean, I assume so. Wouldn't that be funny? What if...
What if the
Scope UK edition is having the exact same conversation right now? Do Yanks just like Rowan Atkinson?
That is a great accent, by the way. You know, he throws in Yanks and bam, it's like I'm there.
It's been
fish and chips, Jared.
It's been ages since we've heard from our UK Scope counterparts.
We need them here.
Yeah.
Well, how's it going across the pond? I guess is what I'm asking.
Hello, hello.
Video games.
Do you have now in a monologue?
February 21st, Syndicate comes out. Metal Gear Solid, Snake Eater. I don't know if you copy-pasted this or not, but you...
That's probably a masturbation thing, right?
Misspelled something here.
Thank you for only kind of calling it out.
PlayStation Vita comes out next week.
We didn't even talk about that.
Either one of you buying one of those?
No. They burned me on the PSP.
PlayStation Vita. Okay.
I have an iPhone. That's as much portable gaming as I need.
Isn't it weird that there's still companies coming out with portable gaming devices? I don't think they have a chance.
I think Nintendo needs to start putting out games on iOS.
Yeah. Their investors are begging them to, but they said no. And then last week of February, SSX has their first
game in many years
coming out.
Wow. Could be good. You never
126
know.
Courses is what I'm hearing.
Wow. Is that what your sources are telling you?
That's what I heard.
EA sources?
You get to snow like a boss in that, right?
Snow like a boss, bitches. Thank you, Adam.
Yes.
Let's wrap this up, Jared.
I would. Why is it not playing? There we go.
Because the show doesn't want to be over.
Under the Scope.
Alrighty, Jared.
I got a lot of emails and stuff.
I'm excited. We got one of my possibly favorite emails of all time for the show this past 2 weeks.
Which one is that? Who's it from?
You just read and I'll tell you.
Alright, well, I'm going to start out with a comment from Cyrus, who's our friend from Albuquerque. He says, I wonder which of these comments will be selected by the Scope Overlords. Anyways, I'm going to bet all of them because I'm going to read the whole thing.
Damn!
What do you think about that, Cyrus?
Bitches.
Another fantastic episode. I'm thrilled that Adam was in the building. One last thing. I like where he closes with one last thing as if there were an entire list of things. One last thing, I'm officially convinced that Tony Partington and William H. Macy are the same being.
Really?
Seriously, listen to William H. Macy's speech before the "you know how to fucking party" line, then to Tony's "I'll fight you to my dying breath." My dying breath, damn it. And I took it upon myself to actually pull these clips so we can do a comparison.
Wow.
Here we go. So this is William H. Macy from my shameless clip from last episode. You ready? Here we go.
We may not have much, but all of us, to a man, knows the most important thing in this life.
So, and then that's Partington.
Sure.
That's William H. Macy. Here's Tony Partington doing his William H. Macy. You ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
I'll fight you to my dying breath! My dying breath, damn it!
It's not bad. Tony's got a little bit more manliness in his voice.
All right.
But I could...
They're pretty similar.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I had to remember where that stupid thing came from.
What did it come
from? It was an Ask Tony segment we did.
Oh, the Ask Tony.
The PC Lover one. They talking asked, about your art, your C-3POs and things.
We are going to do so many of those Ask Tony segments.
Yeah.
Gravitas was the word you were looking for when you were describing his voice.
I like that. Yeah. Gravitas.
Next email comes from Jack. Jack says, "Hey guys, I'm a longtime listener. I love the show. The only suggestion I have is that you make your occasional news correspondent Adam a full-time host. I think he would be great at it. Keep up the great work."
That's the best email.
Do you know Jack?
That's on point. Well, we're going to get to know Jack if we don't know.
I wasn't sure if Jack was like a friend of Adam when he was just ribbing him or what.
So. I'll just remind everyone, my favorite movie of all time is Fight Club. And in Fight Club, his alternate ego, or, you know, he talks about Jack's rage, you know, everything. Yeah. So Jack may be my nom de plume, as they say.
Maybe yeah, they, I think they say
wow.
That? Nom de plume.
Damn it.
Nom de plume.
I'm just not that smart. I'm sorry.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm not Jack, and Jack is not me.
Okay.
Well, that was a good one. Made me laugh when I read it.
Yeah.
I laughed. A hearty laugh.
And we're going to close it out with a voicemail from friend of the show, the great Luke Ski. He has some comments on the last episode.
We took him to the cleaners. So.
I'm going to pull this music down a bit here.
Our racist friend, Luke Ski.
So here we go. And I'll play.
And... It's like sour shoes.
That's because he has the great hatred for Mexicans, Luke Ski.
Is that why Google Voice is not translated?
Probably.
For me?
I don't know if he's partying with them or whipping them and taunting them with their own music. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we'll
that.
Find out. He's got more to say after this.
Oh, okay.
Hey, all you scorers up in Maine. How you going? This is the great Luke Ski. I'm here to tell you all about Slowpoke. And let me tell you, Maine, Slowpoke's last name is not Gonzalez. It's Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Did we mention that? And I don't remember that from the episode.
I did a Slowpoke voice, okay. And yes, he's right. I
totally missed that because I probably would have called you on
Speedy's,
that.
Speedy's.
I knew it was Slowpoke Rodriguez and Speedy Gonzalez.
Right, cousins. Different last names.
Slowpoke Rodriguez. All right, here we go.
It rides Bato Loco. So the best I can remember, Tennessee Tuxedo is a penguin who was in a zoo. Was a voice very much like Don Adams. In fact,
pause that for a second. The best he can remember. He knew exactly who that was. Who are we kidding, Luke? This is. It's not like you're just maybe remembering. You knew exactly.
He has a tattoo, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
On his back of a Tennessee tuxedo?
Right back here. The small of his back.
Right. Little target.
Tennessee, go.
All right.
Don Adams. He had a walrus sidekick named Chumley. Chumley, and every time he needed to figure out something to, you know, cause havoc at the zoo, he would go ask for some advice from some explorer genius guy named Phineas J. Whoopi, and every time he would tell them a story, Tennessee would respond by saying, "Phineas J. Whoopi, you're the greatest!"
The best thing we recall is every last detail.
Luke, come on.
All right, here we go.
And then he would go off and get into some mayhem. So there's your explanation of Tennessee Tuxedo. On a completely unrelated note, I think Zooey Deschanel is a fake nerd. I think all of this press she gets about being a nerd and being adorable is a bunch of bullshit. I think she's a fine comedic actress. I think she does a good job in what she does. But I don't think she's a real nerd. I think she's faking it to try to get nerds to watch her cute little sitcom. So, anyway, talk to you guys later.
I don't disagree with him on that, by the way. I never actually looked at her as a real nerd.
No. She wears glasses, so.
I thought that was all part of her persona. She may be slightly awkward in real life. Maybe.
I doubt it.
But, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think, so.
Joking also, she hates Hispanics.
She does. So there's they have a common touch point.
Yeah. If you hate Hispanics, you can write in.
comments at the please don't. I veto that.
Comments at thescopeshow.com is the email. Call the voicemail line as so expertly demonstrated by the great Luke Ski. 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. Put that number into your phone and call it at a moment's notice.
We should call
cool
it the Luke Ski hotline because he's the one that really uses it.
If you can get through, because Luke is usually on there. Kidding. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/thescope, and on Twitter, twitter.com/thescopeshow. I don't know why we didn't make them the same. That was probably a poor choice.
Can we bring them together?
I don't know that we can change our vanity URL and I know that the scope handle on Twitter is claimed but not used by anyone. So
$20,000. $20,000 for that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to sponsor the show, you can send us a direct donation. $5 gets your name mentioned at the top of the episode. You can do a $2 per month subscription. Be the first person to do that, please. That'd be awesome.
That'd be sweet.
Regular helping us out here. Otherwise, if you're gonna shop at Amazon, come by the website at thescopeshow.com. Click on that Amazon link in the left sidebar. Portion of your sale.
MP3 is very cheap.
Yeah. Portion of your sale goes to help us pay our bandwidth bills and whatnot, and does not cost you anything extra. So that is it.
Do you think if we ever had a scope telethon, it would be very dire for us?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not probably. Sure we would get the results.
I was waiting what the other option was.
Or you think that you would have genital warts.
Ooh. Genital warts.
So there we go. Anything to plug, Jared, before
yes,
we...
I am performing at MarsCon.
It's coming up.
2012. It is March 9th through 11th. My band Possible Oscar is performing Saturday the 10th, 2 p.m. in the main stage area. If you are going to MarsCon, it is free. If you are not going to MarsCon, well, you have to pay to get into MarsCon.
It's a tricky situation, isn't it?
So come on out and see us. Otherwise, I think...
I just took that Monday off, finally.
I took Friday and Monday off, because I like to snow like a boss.
God, I love that. Some dumbass put that out there, and now it's...
Snow like a boss.
That's got to be a t-shirt idea, huh?
Yeah. We need to color up that that we need to open up the Scope t-shirt store. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, if Luke is inspired to do some sort of artwork of our own Snow Like a Boss, I'd appreciate it.
Wow, you put a lot of pressure on him. He's got a lot of MarsCon preparation to do.
He can shit out artwork because he chose the diarrhea route. I don't know.
He's high and diarrhea, sore ass.
So there we go. I've now once again passed the name ball back to Luke and his podcast. We have this thing. So I mentioned last time the whole their show mentioning my name.
Yes.
And of course, I listened to their newest episode and Luke had mentioned me once again. And then called attention to the whole ping ponging name thing. So
gotcha.
LukeSki.com, artbylukeSki.com. I'll get some websites
right
out
back at you.
If you're curious at all what this Luke Ski character who shows up on our show all the time is about, check out those websites.
Me likey.
That's it.
All right. Adam, nothing to plug, but...
I'll be in L.A. this week.
Oh, excellent. Dude.
At the...
For the
Largo.
For the Academy Awards?
And I will be... No, I'll be flying out just before it.
Ugh.
Going to the Largo in UCB Theaters.
Exciting.
So you can see me there.
Are you...
Not performing.
So when you said something about you got a ticket for the Comedy Death Ray. Is that in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the UCB.
I wasn't sure if they were coming here in time to do something.
Yeah.
Are you going to the Nerdist show at the end of March?
Is that here?
At the Varsity.
At the Varsity. Yeah. I did not get tickets. I might the day of, unless it's sold out.
There probably will be tickets. I just bought a ticket this past week, so I will be going as well. Nerdist Podcast Live.
Who's
going
to be the guest?
They have not announced any guests yet.
Neil Gaiman, probably?
I never know.
I was going to mention Wits tickets went on sale this week. So if you don't know, if you're not an NPR member and you live in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, look up Wits 2012 on the Google.
Was that six episodes this season?
Six, yes. And there's a lot of really good bands and comedians and authors.
I'm tempted
stuff.
To go to the Wyatt Cenac one.
Yes,
he's hilarious.
Wyatt Cenac and Ted Leo is a good one. I'm going to all six.
Wow, you got a season pass, too?
Did, yes. Nice. $150 for six shows is good enough.
You save like $5 a show or something.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Just going by yourself? Or you bring
Mandy is coming, and then some friends are coming to some of the shows.
Fancy. Fancy.
Wow. Well, thanks, sir, for spelling out your plans, boys. Your comedic plans. I like it.
John Norton, if you hear this, I'll forget to contact you next week. So if you're in L.A., say something.
You better. If you see him, you better call into the Scope line and leave a message together.
Yeah.
So you can prove it that you're together.
Oh, okay. That we're not the same person?
That would be beautiful.
I think you should. Don't forget. All right, guys, let's wrap this up.
No plugs for you?
No plugs.
I think you need to do something where you can plug something.
I really do. But
other than the show,
I'll concoct some sort
of another podcast or something. Or a band.
I wouldn't know what to do.
A webcomic.
Well, I like that. Webcomic.
Can you do a webcomic?
Would you rather webcomic?
Do the artwork is all just shape primitives and Illustrator?
Can they
or
not be rage comics? That'd be good.
I think we can work on that.
All right.
All right, guys. 120.
We're so close to 2 hours.
120.
Can we just stretch it out?
No.
Okay.
120's in the can. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Jared. We'll see you next time right here on The Scope.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, ciao! Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.